talking about.
Hey, this is a surprise.
Yeah, I just wanted to chat for a sec, you know, just so you could hear some things from me, verbal things from my mouth. Did that sound weird?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hello.
I'd like to ask a few questions about this breakfast cereal.
Yeah. Box of Trix.
That's right. I've been led to understand that Trix are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say Trix are for kids in the commercials.
And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these Trix, there'll be no trouble?
No, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
So I'm up, I'm ready for an exciting show. I can't wait for the live Kevin and Bean show. So don't let me down.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
7 Sundays in May.
Roll another one.
Kevin!
Just like the other one.
Walk on.
This one seems to be about to quit.
My man.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This was Locker Room Talk.
Roll. Roll another one.
Have you ever wanted to lick your cat?
Just like the other one.
You know how ladies can get.
This one seems to be about to end.
Hey, doesn't that sound wild?
I don't have another cent.
Would you believe a girl from L.A. would love Bill Withers? Would you?
Wow, that's amazing. That's a great story.
Nope. Just pass it around.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Just pass it on down.
And now.
I would get in John F. Kennedy's bed.
Our feature presentations.
What?
I'm not even sure what that was about.
I'm trying to place it myself.
It wasn't that long ago, though, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, like a couple of weeks.
Jeff, no. Any memory of why Kevin would like to get in the former president's bed?
I'm trying to remember. It was last week. Crap.
Right. It was somebody. Oh, it was somebody that was touring the Kennedy compound.
Was it? Oh, yes. Greg Fitzsimmons.
Hines?
Greg Fitzsimmons,
yes. Oh, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
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 And he was talking about how he on the tour of Ethel Kennedy's house, mm-hmm. he saw John F. Kennedy's bedroom.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about, would you spend the night there? And I
right.
said, of course I would. That'd be awesome.
And he, just with respect, wouldn't even enter the room.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two options.
You want to jump all in it.
I just think it's creepy that they kept his bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is sort of weird.
Yeah.
Like, don't you, after 50 years, don't you go, you know what? He's not coming back. Let's just turn it into
a den.
I
don't think they're keeping it because they think he's coming back.
No, I think maybe they light a candle every night.
Maybe just for memory.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it was on the news what happened. I mean, they should.
Oh, I'm sure they're aware.
I would think they would know.
I feel like there's enough rooms there that they didn't need a gym or, you know, a room to wrap presents in.
Well, needle points, whatever.
What? No, I know what you're saying.
You have a special room to wrap presents?
Yeah.
Tori Spelling's mom does.
Wow.
Yeah, ask Tori Spelling's mom.
Ask her. She does.
Morning,
John F. Kennedy was really put everybody in a sad position.
He did. That is actually
dick.
Good morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 14th of October.
What about the Dodgers? What about that game?
Amazing.
By the way, I watched some
okay.
of I watched about the first 2.5 hours of the seventh inning.
Okay. Right. So you got about halfway through the seventh inning. Okay, that's good.
So this doesn't mean that I have to, I mean, well, I mean, have to... Always,
because you know how superstitions are. You got to watch every seventh inning now.
I'm not positive that I'm up for that.
It doesn't really matter. You have to do it for Los Angeles.
You
got to
do it for the team, right? Allie and I were talking about this. Look, I get that that's the genius of being a baseball manager is you navigate those matchups. You want this guy versus their guy. But I feel like five pitchers in an inning is too much.
Yeah.
I just.
But at least they rush it. At least the guy from the bullpen runs out. And he's already been warming up, so he doesn't need to warm up more.
It's just instant once he gets to the mound.
Right.
He's ready.
Starts throwing.
Yeah, it was a long seventh.
Man, oh man, that was a long. That game is slow. And it was. I understand the excitement now in the build of. Because it's a win or go home game.
Right.
I'm a big fan of win or go home games because they're always great, but.
Yeah, if that was like a game two, you'd be pissed.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I can't argue with that. That game was too slow last night. It really was. The entire pace of the game was too slow. But having said that, it made it all worth it at the end. And here's what that sounded like:
Kershaw for the save, two on and two out. This is a game that's going to be remembered for a very long time. The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago as Clayton Kershaw, in his first relief appearance in 7 years, records the save. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3 to win the National League Division Series 3-2.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world. They're the kinds of people who, when asked on less than 48 hours rest to go in and save a ball game with your entire legacy on the line, yes?
Let me just interrupt here. Mm-hmm. Has this ever happened where they have a starter like this? Who?
Yes.
Yes.
It does. Okay.
It does happen.
But I think you misspoke right there when you said somebody that is asked to do that. He's the one that was like, hi.
Absolutely. You think he was tapping on the manager's shoulder and said,
"Put me
in, coach?"
Because Dave Roberts said before the game, there's no way he's pitching. He's exhausted emotionally and physically. No, no, no. I guarantee that he walked up to him in the dugout and was like, "Yeah,
I got one inning in me.
Good. I'm doing all right." Yeah.
I can get a couple of people out.
It's who he is to the core. That's just who he is.
Well, then.
As slow as that inning was, it was sort of exciting to see Kershaw start warming up. In the bullpen to come in the ninth inning. That's insane.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, ice water in his veins. And look, it was more than just, hey, if I blow this, which could easily happen, by the way.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
We go home. It was adding on to everything he's been through over the last four seasons in the postseason. You know, and I think he had redeemed himself very well in postseason 2016. He won that first game. He almost got the win for the second game. But to come in last night and seal the deal, he is a Dodger legend forever on top of what he's already done with all of his Cy Youngs and everything else. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? Just ice water in his veins. I mean, that was as great a sports moment as I can remember, seeing him come in there and close that game down like that. It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
It was. I love him so much.
I do too. And Allie, you don't need to share every time you're tense and have to poop. That doesn't have to go on social media.
I feel like people need to know because they might be feeling it too.
But even if they're feeling it, they can probably assess that about themselves.
Then they can
and
ask
take
me,
care of business.
Hey, you holding it? Yep, you. Yep. So it's kind of like we just chat about it.
I just feel like that is too much information. We're happy that you're happy, but you can save that for just personal and private stuff.
I poop my pants.
Yeah, exactly. See? Right. Well, anyway, congratulations. By the way, the Nationals, formerly the what team, Kevin?
I have no clue.
The Montreal Expos.
Okay.
Now have 48 years in Major League Baseball without a trip to the World Series. And it won't be happening for them again this year either. So there are a lot of very sad people who have been following that team for a very long time who thought, this is the year. This is it.
Well, Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
Who's with me, right?
Look.
Time to go.
I don't know. I'm not positive what you're talking about.
Time to go.
But I feel like saying. I'm with you. Just in solidarity.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DiBiccio, shall we?
Isn't that the voice that caused all those suicides? Murder suicides.
Oh, that hurts. We have your tickets for Not Scary Farm.
Yeah, we do.
Like we've been doing. We have your tickets for Green Day. They're playing Monday night at the Palladium and Wednesday here at the Red Bull Sound Space. We have a brand new internet roundup for you. We have RJ Bell from Las Vegas giving us his picks for week 6 of the NFL. And we have the movie beat as well this morning because it is Friday. We'll take a break. We will come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Got some good news for you guys.
Yes, Bean.
It's Friday.
Yes, Bean.
And Ralph is here with the showbiz beat. What's going on, Mr. Gurman?
I'm running a little late this morning. Sorry about that. I was having another adventure, and me and my boy Kevin's Zero Club.
Oh, no.
Me and Kevin.
Woo! You mean you almost ran out of gas on the way in?
Yeah, the Zero Club.
Nice work.
Right, brothers?
We had a name.
I don't know. It's called
the Zero Club.
The Zero Club.
Oh, how far can I get on zero? It's an adventure.
It's not.
Every time it's an adventure.
It really is an adventure.
It's irresponsible.
It makes driving an exciting gambling adventure.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What's the fun in it if there's no downside of running out of gas in the middle of nowhere?
Stakes got to be high to make for a big payoff, right,
right,
Kevin? Exactly.
The Zero Club.
So the Zero Club was in full effect this morning, and I was like, I don't know. There's a gas station. Should I pull in, or should I just keep going? Because I'm running a little late for work. So.
And that doesn't age you quickly? Because I feel like that's what it would do to me. The stress would not be worth the thrill.
Look.
The stress.
Yes, the stress of not knowing whether you're going to make it to work.
You're not walking a wire between skyscrapers. You're just like, worst case. What's the worst case scenario?
Don't you? You run out of gas, right, and you have to wait 30 minutes for AAA, and then you're late for work, and your whole day's messed up.
But that's worst case. What about when Ralph drinks all of the alcohol in the world? What about that? That probably ages him a little bit more.
Yes.
The Zero Club is fine.
Zero Club.
It just helps you live.
It's the best. Love the Zero Club. Let's take a look at the show business news. Finally, someone has got the smart idea to put a singing competition show on television. So congratulations to NBC.
Well, who would watch something like that?
For breaking through and coming up with a genius idea of a bunch of young amateur singers who will get their shot at stardom by singing competitively on television.
That sounds ridiculous. Yeah. It will never work.
I'm telling you, I think I've got a good feeling about this. It's called The Stream.
The Stream.
That's right. I guess that means while people are singing, you just...
Okay.
I don't think that's what it means at all. I'm pretty sure.
Why don't you guys have cameras in the studio? Right there.
Here's the hook. Here's the angle. Here's the pitch. These contestants will be able to upload a video of themselves online.
Okay, so it's not a TV show?
Where it will become immediately available to the public. Then, the 100 most streamed videos will get a chance to perform in a showcase in front of music industry bigwigs, who will then select 30 of those people to work with them for a week. And then they will sign their three favorite contestants at the end of that week.
That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
So many numbers.
You get to stream.
Okay.
Congratulations, America.
I mean, can't we already stream any singers that we want on the internet? It's just called YouTube, right?
So tired of all the dumb. You guys don't get it. This is a TV show called The Stream.
Uh-huh. Right. I feel like I'm gonna give that one to other people. Let them watch that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Ryan Lochte, you'll be excited to know, says that there's already a conversation about launching a new reality show about him and his fiance.
Yes. He's so exciting and dynamic.
Well, Ryan says, we're just a bunch of goofballs at home, and there would be a lot of entertainment. So, keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully after the stream, we'll be watching At Home with the Lochtes.
Doesn't that say a lot about him? Like, listen, Ralph, would you ever say that? Would I ever say that? Sure is wacky at my house. Everybody would love it. I mean, it's just
so much entertainment. Sometimes we're out of milk, and then like, what do I put on my cereal? I don't know. What do you got?
Should I go get milk? I don't know. I don't have gas.
I got heavy cream. I'm in the Zero Club. I don't know what to do.
But in Lochte's case,
Of our lives would be super boring.
No, it's a nightmare. Every reality show finds out when they try to do a day in the life of. They have to invent and write scenarios in order to film them, in order to put on television to pretend like it's real life.
Right.
I think that is often the case, but in Lochte's case, seeing him try to figure out how to use a microwave or get the refrigerator to work and things like that, I feel like he has a lot of struggles in his daily life. He's very dumb.
Thank you for clarifying your point. He's having trouble working the
fridge.
Fridge.
You know, it's hard to work the
and
fridge.
And then he followed that up with, he's very dumb.
He's very dumb. He's not a smart dude.
Right.
How do you work the fridge, Bean?
Well, I just opened the door, but then I've figured it out. I don't know that Ryan has. It's not going to be a good show.
You don't get it.
They already tried a reality show with him, by the way. You may not remember, but they already did a reality show with
Wasn't
Ryan
Lochte. What Would He Do or something? Is that the name of it?
What Would Ryan Lochte Do?
Yeah.
Kevin, this hole in your skull is just changing the world.
Yeah.
You are changing the world.
I got stuff before.
No.
I mean, a couple times.
I'm going to have a job soon.
I know, Chip. He's going to be able to push all the buttons soon. It's like flowers for Algernon. He took the pill.
I don't like it.
It's very exciting.
I'm very uncomfortable.
All of you go straight to hell.
Kevin's going to come in tomorrow, or Monday, and he's going to go,
guys, come in tomorrow. Come in tomorrow.
And then we'll know everything's fine, because he'll come in tomorrow.
The old Kevin would have come in tomorrow, but the new Kevin's going to come in and go, yeah, I was down to a quarter tank, and I stopped and bought gas on my way in, guys. That's the new Kevin.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever happen.
He'll be able to work his refrigerator.
The Zero Club is too exciting.
Oh, the Zero Club. We got to get jackets.
Oh, jeez. Right?
They don't even start with shirts.
No.
Or a hat. Dumb. Jackets are cool. Hats and shirts are dumb.
Okay.
If you're in a club, you need a jacket.
Well, maybe we can work some of this out off the air.
Tattoos?
Satin jackets?
Tattoos,
for sure.
Satin tattoos. Yes, yeah, satin jackets, because who wears satin jackets?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what
the Pink Ladies.
Club. Yeah.
Even the T-Birds had leather jackets.
Bean, you're not invited to the Zero Club.
You are not a welcome member of the Zero Club.
Believe me, I will not even apply.
Good, because you wouldn't be accepted, so I'm glad you didn't apply.
But I don't want to be in the club.
Go work your refrigerator. Bad example, man. He can't work a refrigerator. Of all the things he picked.
Followed by, he's is not dumb. Smarter, he's dumb, yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Los Angeles Rams QB Jared Goff. Oh.
He is lighting the world on fire, isn't he?
He's going to be great in 2019 or so. But trust me, Rams fans, you dodged a bullet. You can get that Wentz kid. You're lucky. You got Goff. Tia Piscano. Pia Toscano. 28 years old.
Today. Kevin, is she singing tonight? Do you know?
I don't know if she's singing tonight. It is the home opener for the Kings.
The Kings do need their good luck charm.
I thought it was the away opener for the Flyers.
Could be as well.
I think it is.
Could be as well.
Go Flyers. Jay Farrow is 29 years old today. Singer Usher is 38. Shaggy 2 Dope.
Yeah.
From the Insane Clown Posse is 42 years old today. Steve Coogan. Oh, such a funny man. 51 years old. And our buddy Jim Rome. Romey.
Jim Rome.
Jim Rome. That's right. Now I'm 52. Now I am. Legend. 52 years old. Excellent. He's 52. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Fright Lane passes for Not Scary Farm on the program today, and still more chances for you to join us for our Green Day in the Red Bull Sound Space here at KROQ next Wednesday, and you get to see him a couple of nights before at the Hollywood Palladium. All of that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. That means Ralph is here. It's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
You're all going to die tonight.
Why am I going to die?
No, I don't know. Just assume.
I don't think there's anybody dying this week.
What?
This close to Halloween? Really?
I know. Who could have seen it? It's just a bunch of movies about people and talking, and then there's a superhero, and there's a sad accountant. All kinds of things going this weekend, but nobody's going to die tonight.
All right.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
Let's kick things off with Certain Women. Right, fellas? Certain Women. You know what I'm saying?
Right? I know what you're doing.
The hand motion.
Right, Allie?
Come on. I'm not even looking
certain
at you.
Certain Women.
Can't even do it.
Yeah. It's a story of three women in small-town America, each of them trying to blaze a trail in their lives that will lead them to the person they're supposed to be. These women are Certain Women coming to Lifetime. No, it's in theaters. Michelle Williams, Kristen Stewart, and Laura Dern.
Oh.
Play the women in question.
Stars.
Here's some clips from the trailer.
Thanks, Bean. In a movie?
I've heard of them.
Have you just lost the ability to not say whatever comes into your head?
Stars.
Well, my point is
movies.
I hadn't heard that title. I hadn't heard a word about that movie. And then when you named the cast, I thought, wow, there's some name actresses, and I'm surprised that hasn't gotten more.
I think we all recognize the names.
But what I'm saying is, I'm surprised we haven't heard about this movie until right now.
What you're saying is stars,
screen
stars,
projection, seats. Here are some clips from the trailer.
What are you doing here?
Came to see my lawyer. My wife wants me out of the house.
You can't keep coming here.
Your wife works for you.
No, she's the boss, actually.
I was so afraid I'd get out of law school and be selling shoes. My mom works in a school cafeteria. My sister in a hospital laundry, so selling shoes is the nicest job a girl from my family's supposed to get.
It'd be so lovely to think that if I were a man, people would listen and say, okay.
Wow. Sounds like a downer, man.
No, it sounds great. Stars.
Priceless opens up this weekend in limited release. It's a story of a man who loses custody of his daughter because he's unable to hold down a job. So he agrees to drive a truck across the country. No questions asked. Oh, but then he asked a question. Dumb. He finds out what he is delivering in that truck. And that's when things go bad. I'm not going to tell you what's in the truck. You have to find out for yourself.
What's in the truck?
In the movie Priceless. Starring Joel Smallbone. Directed by his brother Ben Smallbone.
Oh, the Smallbones.
The Smallbones are working together, finally. We're waiting for the Smallbones to get together. Our buddy Dave Koechner also in this film.
All right.
Here are some clips from the trailer of Priceless.
You want to be here.
I want to be a singer. Like Taylor Swift. Do you like Taylor Swift?
No.
Hey, the girls, where are you taking?
It's not your problem.
You go down this road, you can't go back to normal life again.
There's some bad dudes who are going to kill you.
How could you just leave us?
You have to trust me.
That work is broken for you.
I'm going to make this right.
I think we know what he's gotten. Okay.
Do not betray the small bones.
I feel like they kind of gave it away in the clip.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Small bones. Desierto. Desierto.
That's the name of a movie?
Desierto.
Okay.
Desierto.
Right.
Desierto.
Right.
It's a film from director Jonas Cuarón, starring Gael Garcia Bernal, Aldrona Hidalgo.
Right.
Diego Cataño.
Stars.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan. But a group of people trying to cross the border in Mexico and the United States, and they encounter a man who has taken Border Patrol duties into his own racist hands, Bean.
Look at me.
It's called Desierto.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, no, man? It's Mr.
What?
No, that's
the wrong
Omar.
One?
That's Omar's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's his project film.
Oh, you wanted Desierto.
That was Cucamonga Heat.
That was, yeah.
We need Desierto.
I have a son in the United States. He gave me this bear to protect me.
Time to go to America.
I promised him I would get it back to him. That's where I'm going.
Welcome to the land of the free.
What?
Find him.
You are all going to die tonight.
I don't think.
I think so.
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Kevin Hart! Kevin Hart!
Why are you yelling?
Because that's what he does! Kevin Hart yells a lot! What now? It's the name of his new comedy concert film. Kevin Hart performs in front of a crowd of 50,000 people in my home away from home, Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, how about that?
Kevin Hart goes home and fills the link with people watching comedy. 50,000 people watching a comedy show. It's craziness. Here's some clips from the trailer of Kevin Hart's comedy concert film, What Now?
I bought my dad an iPhone 6. Dad takes his phone out of his back pocket. This is what I hear. Cyrus, it's Siri, you dumb bitch, Siri. I'm at the airport, out of nowhere, my stomach tells my ass, you got 20 seconds, clock starts now. This is what I hear. Kev Hart, I want to get a picture with you. I'm just going to put my phone over the stall. The fear that went through my body of looking up and seeing a camera flash, I was scared because I didn't put toilet paper on the toilet seat. I didn't have time because I didn't want my fan base to know that I'd be raw butting these toilet seats.
He's raw button.
He's raw button.
Max Steele. Oh, Max Steele. We all grew up with Max Steele, right?
Sure.
Turbocharged superhero Max Steele. Well, now It's a live-action, big-screen adventure starring Maria Bello, Andy Garcia, Josh Brenner, Ben Winchell. Here's some clips from the trailer of Max Steel.
Did you do this to me?
No, Max. Your father gave you these powers. I'm just here to show you how to use them. The Ultralings are here to destroy the Earth. And your energy is the only thing that can stop them. Time to suit up.
You have to learn to control these powers. Your father believed he can save the world. It's up to you now, Max.
Steal now! Go Turbo!
Go Turbo!
Max Steel!
You guys don't get it, man. You don't know Max Steel.
I don't get that one.
And the accountant, Ben Affleck, plays a emotionally stunted Asperger-y savant.
Hmm.
Who likes to kill people.
Hmm.
And loves lists.
Huh.
And says things like, stars!
Does he like maps?
He does like maps.
Hmm.
Anna Kendrick? It's also... All right. Also in the film.
No!
J.K. Simmons. John Bernthal. Story of a map savant working for the bad guys. In the Treasury Department, closing in on his activities.
Bean hit his microphone because he just couldn't contain his enthusiasm when Ralph was mentioning lists and maps. And...
Go on.
People trying to hunt down the accountant. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Your son is a remarkable young man. And it wouldn't surprise me if he has more in common with Einstein, Mozart, and Picasso than he does with us.
Say you're the head of the Sinaloa cartel. Who can you trust to track your stolen cash? He's capable of coming in cold, uncooking years of books, and getting out alive. Imagine the secrets this guy has.
Who are you?
I'm the accountant.
Was it Bean?
I think this looks good, this movie.
Yeah, I bet you do. These are the films for the weekend. I want to see that Kevin Hart movie. That sounds funny to me. He's Raw Button.
Sure.
He's Raw Button.
He is Raw Button. That's tough to argue.
And of course, Desierto.
You're not going to see Desierto.
Why not?
You're just not.
I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I can just sit there and go, I can just look up at him.
That is one of your options this weekend, yes.
There you go. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie, Bean.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Last words we heard before that song ended from Kevin were, I don't read words.
Exactly.
Is what he just said.
I look at pictures.
Just look at the pictures.
That's what I do.
Hey, welcome to the Kevin Beat Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I think we all are at the election fatigue point at this stage of the game, don't you?
How far does November 8th seem like now?
I know.
Another 10 years.
It does.
It's been going on for 50 years, this election cycle. And look, for all of the, it's not going great for either candidate in some respects, in that Donald Trump is getting in trouble for things that he allegedly said and did kind of, you know, in the past. And now it's coming back to bite Hillary Clinton in the butt, too. She's not a perfect person by any stretch of the imagination. And WikiLeaks every day is unleashing hundreds and hundreds of pages of private confidential emails from her campaign staff. And she's gotten there's a little bit of controversy. For instance, the remarks that that people on her campaign staff made about Rupert Murdoch being Catholic, saying it was because their rich friends wouldn't understand if they became evangelical, so they just chose that religion because it's an acceptable religion. A lot of Catholics not happy about that. Hillary Clinton in some of the meetings with her campaign advisors is being told that she's not relating well to normal people and she needs to be more human. And that's when they come up with the plan that she's going to start referencing more that she's a grandma. That's the kind of conversations they have in politics now is, how can you get people to not hate you? Well, once you mention you got grandkids.
It's always sort of been that way. It's just we've never seen it in black and
white. We don't see the behind the scenes. Right. So, you know, for those who think that Mrs. Clinton is just a, you know, big fat phony, then this is more evidence that, you know, to support that. And then there's this one, and I thought this was hilarious and also a little funny. And that is Roy Spence, who has been working on and off with the Clintons since the 1970s. He works for a consulting firm, and one of their jobs is to come up with slogans. He comes up with slogans. He's the guy who came up with the Walmart slogan, "We save people money so they can live better." That's him. That's his work.
And that's
very successful.
That's a pretty good slogan.
That's
very successful for Walmart.
He should send some to Hillary.
I don't know how you can say that. He's come up with a lot of slogans for Mrs. Clinton that they ended up not using. She champions with clear vision and grit. We will build not the partisans' ships, but rather the ship of state flying the American dream flag, was one of the slogans.
I don't even
suggested.
Know what any of that
right.
means.
I think that's what they're going for.
That's like word scrabble.
They did not choose neither change nor continuity, but the different way, the new way. These sound like slogans that are being translated out of North Korean or something.
You know how people say that there aren't any bad ideas? Wrong.
All of these.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to find out more about this behind-the-scenes idea of how you pitch a candidate in the modern age. And we asked Dave, is there any way we could talk to Mr. Roy Spence himself, the Clinton aide, who joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now? Hello there, sir.
Good morning. How are you fellas doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, we're doing fine. Was it a little embarrassing for you to see your kind of behind-the-scenes campaign emails become released thanks to WikiLeaks?
No, not at all. I'm very proud of the work we do at the Purpose Institute. And we think these slogans that we suggested for Ms. Clinton were excellent. And, you know, of course, now she has I'm With Her, Stronger Together.
Right.
And those are good. Those are excellent slogans. But yeah. I think we were given her options that were just as good. In fact, you quoted one of them. You're going to say, it's hilarious and a little funny.
He did say that. Yep.
That's one of the slogans we suggested. No one understood what that meant.
Well,
we opted not to give her that one.
Yes. I think you made the right call there, right? So explain for me what I don't understand about we will build not the partisan's ship, but rather the ship of state flying the American dream flag. I mean, how is that a slogan?
It's a terrible slogan.
Well, a lot of people in politics were tired of partisanship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we said we will not build the partisan ship.
Right.
We will build the ship of state flying the American dream flag
right.
above it, high on the mast, near where the crow's nest would be, and the crow inside it would be looking towards the horizon
right.
of
wow.
prosperity and happiness.
Is that a slogan?
It is a slogan.
Okay.
The T-shirts, however, were just too heavy to carry.
I feel like there's too much going on. Well, I mean,
it's hilarious and a little funny.
It is both of those
really
things.
Is.
So, in a modern campaign, Mr. Spence, and as I mentioned, you've been around for decades and decades.
Yeah, since McGovern.
Okay, all right. So all the way back then.
Yeah.
So, do you guys go? Is this a process where you just are spitballing? You go through dozens and dozens and dozens of slogans before you land on the one that works?
Oh, of course. This is not a science; it's an art. So you have to make many drafts, put many different ideas out there, and then eventually you hit on one. You say, "Yeah, that's absolutely the keeper, the one we want to use."
So the one that you just read—that was one of the good ones.
Oh, absolutely. We had pages and pages that we gave Hillary, and I think there was many that she liked. But for some reason or another, they just didn't stick.
Maybe she didn't like them.
I don't think that's possible.
Okay. What else? What's one, for instance, that you were enthusiastic about, but it just the campaign said no?
Oh, we had a bunch of them. Let's see. I got a list here. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah, she's a chick. Get over it, dude.
I don't need it.
Right?
That kind of works, Ellie?
That's not terrible.
You got to deal with her being a woman head on.
That's not terrible.
Okay.
Hillary, if Bill put up with her for 40 years, you can do it for four.
All right. Another pretty good slogan.
I thought, too. Clint out? Nope. Clint in. I like that one a lot.
It's the best one. They're all good.
I said not to go with that. Here's one I thought that would really be effective. Who's down with HRC? Baby, you know me.
No. I don't. Beans clapping.
I'm thumbs up. I'm all in.
Who down with HRC? Baby, you know me. You don't think that? I think that'd be good.
I
like it.
Then, of course, lastly, Hillary Dillery Doc. Trump can suck my...
No. That was close.
So, thank you, anyways.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Let's face it, it's super easy to lose money gambling on the NFL, but why do it on your own when we've got an expert who can help you lose money professionally? You hear from him on how to make your money, your bad bets,
Bean's
right?
So eager to pile on, man.
See how Bean does?
So eager to slap a guy down.
Our friend RJ Bell from pregame.com joins us to talk week 6 of the NFL coming up right off the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I want to give you a heads up tonight at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I once again taking the stage to give you Hollywood Babylon. It's like Showbiz Beat on steroids. It's like a long, drunken, and stoned Showbiz Beat.
And we don't have to get out of delay for any language.
And there's no no getting out. It's only getting in for language. So come on out. I think you'll have a good time. We always do. Me and Kevin Smith taking the stage tonight at 10. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets. No.
That's beautiful.
And as I mentioned, it's 100% bean-free. Also, while we're talking about tickets to things, I got passes to give away to a very, very special K-Rock advanced screening of Ouija.
You are going to die tonight.
Origin of Evil. Right?
Right.
Yes.
In 1967, a widowed mother and her two daughters add a new stunt to bolster their seance scam business, and they unwittingly invite real evil into their home. The youngest daughter is overtaken by ghost.
I like it.
Of course you do. You and your fantasies.
Hey, this is real, man.
Ghost. My luggage was moved.
And there were lights on.
It was the ghost of a bellboy.
Weird voices.
Yeah.
And scratching.
I'm hearing a weird voice and scratching right now in my headphones. Ouija, Origin of Evil. It's in theaters everywhere on October 21st. You, though, sweet people, we'll see it on October 18th at the Burbank 16 if you call me right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that phone number get a pair of tickets to see our very special advanced screening of Ouija, Origin of Evil. John Hamm of Mad Men fame is finally talking about his experience in rehab. Talked to the New York Post this week about checking into the Silver Hill Hospital in Connecticut in February of 2015 to take on an issue of alcohol abuse that he was dealing with. And he said the experience was like an extended period of talking about yourself. Get into rehab, and he said there's something to be said for pulling yourself out of the grind for a period of time and just dealing with your thoughts and your feelings. And he said he found the therapy very helpful. So apparently he no longer has an issue with alcohol, which makes me sad. Because the plan was always for me and John Hamm to go out and get hammered and engage in locker room talk.
That was that was the plan from both of you?
Yes, that was our plan.
His plan?
It was a plan.
As well, right.
It was a plan.
But did he know about
there.
The plan?
I'm sure he did. Okay. I never had any confirmation to that fact, but I'm sure there was knowledge.
Wrong.
So now we'll just have to go have locker room talk without drinking.
It must have been tough for John Hamm to resist the temptation, though, of having that cart of alcohol right there in his office, right there by his desk. Like, every time he went in and out to work.
That was Don Draper.
It was right there in front of him, though.
First of all, he didn't work it in and out.
Just seemed dangerous.
Ah, that's hilarious and a little funny, what you just said there. You know what else was hilarious and a little funny? The return of Corey Feldman. That's what I'm talking about.
Why?
Corey Feldman. Listen, let me tell you a little story about a guy named Corey Feldman who used to have a career back in the 80s. He was a child star.
Right.
And he and his friend Corey Haim were known as the Coreys, and they did a bunch of sort of teen flicks together that just everybody loved. And then that all stopped. But Corey Feldman continued on doing things.
That were not as good.
And about 3 weeks ago, he was on the Today Show to talk about his new album. And the Today Show, I'm guessing, had someone drop out at the last minute and had a big gaping hole in their schedule. And they put him on television to perform his new song, Go For It. And it was quickly the laughingstock of the internet. Everyone looked at him and said, who is this person doing a bad Michael Jackson impression with this awful song with sort of Robert Palmer's backup group from Addicted to Love video behind him? And it was very strange. And people laughed and mocked and jeered. And then Corey got very upset and cried on the internet because people were mocking him.
Because he was terrible.
Because, yes, but apparently in the new order, everyone has to like everything everyone else does all the time.
I didn't get that memo.
Or else you're a bully. If you're not, you're a bully. So, the Today Show having really no sense of decency whatsoever, invited him to come back on television.
Oh, they did the right thing.
To redeem himself, wink, wink, when what they were doing was saying, well, that was hot for a minute. We need some more attention. Let's put Corey Feldman back out there. Let's have a public lynching of this kid. And he thinks he's really a singer, songwriter, dancer.
He really does.
And he's really not.
And he really does think he's Michael Jackson as well.
He does.
For real, yeah. Dresses like him, tries to dance
tries
like
to
him.
Tries to move like him, and fails. But the Today Show knows that he's not.
Of course.
So they hold him up again for public ridicule.
Yes, they did the right thing.
Which is not, no, it's not the right thing, Kevin. I think it's cruel.
We applaud
them. Disgusting.
It's cruel.
No,
we don't applaud them.
Absolutely disgusting.
I'm applauding.
It's cruel because if we see him on television and we react and say bad things, that's one thing because he's on television. But if their producers choose to put him out there knowing he's going to get Rotten Tomatoes thrown at him, that's just cruel, right?
Wrong. They apparently had the most clicks on that video that they've had on today.com in years.
I'm sure.
So, of course, they're going to say, come on back. We're horrible.
But they did it under the auspices
of the guise of redemption.
Yo, you're going to be redeemed. Yeah. You're going to show them. Yeah. Corey, get out there and do it again because we're going to show those bullies that you're a true artist.
It's gross.
And the interview part was so self-deluded. It was so sad. Corey really thinks... Well, he's not upset anymore that people didn't like what he did the first time, and here's why.
When Kiss first started, when Eminem first started, when Nirvana first started, they all got hate. People were turning them off at the radio stations. People were walking off the dance floor at the clubs because it didn't make sense to them at that time. But those all became amazing legends.
Right.
So just think of it that way. And that really turned it around for me because I'm like, you know what? You're right. A lot of people get hate in the beginning because we're doing something new. It hasn't been done before. Yeah. But it's all about innovation and being an artist. And we can't be afraid to share our art.
So you're not afraid to go at it again today?
I'm not letting the bullies get to us. And this song, by the way, is for America.
The song's for America. Because he's an artist and he's an innovator and he's changing the landscape. And that's why we don't like him. Because he's too good.
Just like Nirvana and Eminem and Kiss,
he's
you guys.
Just like them.
The same.
Exactly like them. Here's his new song, Take a Stand.
We need peace by now. We need love somehow. World is dark from the clouds. Let the sun shine down. Just get up off the ground and take a stand.
That's 40 pounds of cliche stuffed into a 5-pound bag right there, that song.
He's doing stuff nobody's ever done before,
no,
Ralph.
No, he's telling people to peace and love and take a stand and take my hand. And the sun is coming through the clouds.
Right now.
Right now. He's cutting edge. He's an artist. You don't get it, bully. Shame on you, Today Show. Jeers! Jeers on the Today Show.
You know what,
I applaud them.
People didn't talk about Billy Bush for a day. So way to go, Today Show. You won this round. A-holes.
Bastards. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:07.
Hey, we're going to get to baseball in a couple minutes and tell you how our own Kevin is responsible for the Dodgers winning that game.
I don't want that.
Nationals. Kevin is the one who made it happen. We'll explain and talk Dodgers coming up. But first, let's talk NFL with our friend RJ Vegas in Las Vegas from pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. Hit it, Steve.
Cause it's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Good morning, RJ. How are you, sir?
You know, you don't make many mistakes. The ultimate professional, in my opinion, but you called me RJ Vegas.
He did.
I'll take it, though.
I'm so sorry. Hey, when I asked you last time, maybe it was even last week, about who was favored in Las Vegas to win the World Series, you said it was the Cubs. Still the Cubs, still looking strong, still looking good, right?
Still the Cubs and Toronto in the American League. And again, but remember, baseball has a ton of randomness. Is you will see favorites lose and underdogs win series all the time. So if you're a Dodgers fan, less than 50%, but still a real viable chance to win this series.
Okay, fair enough. While we're talking local sports, how about the Rams traveling to Detroit this weekend against the Lions? What say you, Mr. Bell?
Mr. Vegas. Detroit favored by 3 in this game. Now, home field, and we'll be talking about this during the picks, the typical home field advantage of the NFL is 3. So they're saying these are even teams. If you look at Matt Stafford, his prior 13 games, 29 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That's the quarterback for the Lions. That's awesome. 29 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Now, the question is why? What's the reason? Is that just random or is there a reason? That first game, they changed their offensive coordinator. So they've really played well since then. By the way, that offensive coordinator's name, Jim Bob Cooter. I so like saying
he's
that.
He's your favorite.
Any chance I get, Jim Bob Cooter. And Jeff Fisher, and the Rams fans should watch this. He's great as an underdog. In his career, every time they've been getting points with the Rams, prior teams, 58% winner. So this is a team, if you're looking to play on them, the Rams, you want to be inclined when they are getting points like they are this week.
Okay, let's move on to your Week 6 predictions. These are the ones that you're going on the record for our K-Rock listeners. You call this one the almost underdog special, Kansas City at Oakland. Why the almost, RJ?
Well, because I had 3 favorites I liked, so I got a little clever with this one because we do our underdog. But actually, KC was an underdog when this opened up. They're now a 1-point favorite at Oakland. And listen, trends are fun, right? I really like trends. They're fun on Twitter. But sometimes they're the most important factor in the game. And that's what we got here, is we have a bye in the NFL for Kansas City. They had a bye last week. And that's a very specific situation in the NFL. Andy Reid in his career off a bye, regular season and playoffs, 19-3 straight up.
Nice.
19-3 straight up, 16-6 against the spread. And remember, KC was embarrassed against the Steelers the last game before their bye, so you know they were focused. They should be coming out very strong. Another trend, Andy Reid, coach of KC, really good on the road in his career. Last 29 road games, Chiefs have only lost 10 times against the spread in those 29 games. On the other hand, Oakland at home, they're on a 9-22 against the spread streak, so not good. And the rumors of them moving to Vegas are not helping the crowd enthusiasm. So KC did open up as a small underdog. Big money bet on them. They're a small favorite now, so we're going to make them the almost underdog special, the Chiefs.
That's a crazy stat you gave on the Raiders against the spread. They have lost their fans so much money over the years, haven't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, especially since their last Super Bowl, it hasn't been good at all. But, you know, you think back to the 70s, the Raiders and that home field and all that. But really, if you go all the way back to 2003, they're not covering. They're covering like a third, only a third of their home games.
All right, the best bet, RJ, Houston, Texas, -4, hosting the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, Texans at home. Actually, that line is now 3, so that's important to remember. Houston, I had a typo, though. Houston favored only by 3, and we like Houston a lot there. Now, remember, the Colts played in London 2 weeks ago. They were the first team in NFL history to play the next week, to not take a bye. They beat Chicago in that game. They covered the spread in that game, but it was deceiving. Chicago had more first downs, and Chicago had 120 more yards gained in that game. Now the Colts have to play another game, now on the road. So we think here in Vegas there's going to be significant lingering fatigue from that trip to London and not having any time off since. And the Colts are not a good road team at all. Andrew Luck in his career is below 500 on the road. And I think he's been playing the AFC South, a really poor division, and still hasn't won even half his games on the road. If you look at this Colts team, other than Andrew Luck, there's not one position group that Vegas considers to be better than average. Not one. Not their linebackers. Not their safeties. Not their offensive line. Nothing. So it's Andrew Luck or nothing. He's not that good on the road. Houston, on the other hand, they only have 2 losses this season. At Minnesota, really tough game. At New England, also obviously a tough place to play. Best bet of the week. And I don't say this lightly. This is probably my favorite pick so far this year. Doesn't mean it's a lock. There's no such thing as locks. But I really like Houston -3.
So it's a lock.
No.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Okay. You said take out a second mortgage and bet it all is what I heard.
Sell the house, sell the car, sell the kids.
And our final pick this week from Las Vegas is your big game special, the Green Bay Packers -4 hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, another game where home and away really matters. Green Bay last five seasons, they're break even on the road. Now, remember, they've been an excellent team, but still just break even on the road. At home, 28-8-1. They had a tie. 28-8-1 straight up at home. That's amazing. Them and Seattle, Green Bay and Seattle, two biggest home field advantages in the NFL. Dak Prescott, tons of attention, a lot of general excitement. But here's the big question in the eyes of Vegas. How will he play on the road against a superior team? That's a situation where you might have to throw when you're down in the fourth quarter. He really has not faced that yet. You know, really, Dallas likes to run the ball and throw short. Some people say it's dink and dak. Some people say it's dak and dunk. But the theory is this guy's not throwing downfield very much. Now, if you look at Green Bay, and with their home field advantage and being the better team, Dallas is going to probably have to throw from behind. But what they really like to do is they like to run the ball, Dallas. Now, think about this. The league average for a defense against the run, they give up about 4 yards per rush.
Right.
There's no other team in the NFL that gives up less than 3. Green Bay right now is giving up only 2 yards per rush. So literally half of the league average. So Dallas is going to have trouble running the ball, which means they're going to have to throw on the road. I don't think that's a good thing for Dak. Green Bay Packers -4, big game special.
That sounds like a fun game. Is that the Sunday night game, RJ?
No, it's actually Houston is actually. This is the big Fox 4:30 Eastern start.
Good stuff for Week 6. The Almost Underdog Special, you've got the Kansas City Chiefs -1 at the Oakland Raiders. The Houston Texans -3 is the updated line hosting the Indianapolis Colts, and the Green Bay Packers -4 hosting the Dallas Cowboys. You can go to pregame.com for more on these games and so much more in the world of sports, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. And follow our friend Mr. Bell on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Have a great weekend, sir. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you.
We would like to see you at the Palladium on Monday night for Green Day. We would also like to see you here at K-Rock and the Red Bull Sound Space as the band performs on Wednesday as well. We'll give you tickets to both of those coming up very soon here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. And by the way, speaking of live music, Christine, our assistant producer, is in studio. You're with me on the 1975 being awesome and coming in on Monday, right?
So awesome. I'm so,
so
excited.
Excited about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
me
be
too.
Amazing.
Christine is here because...
Me too. No one asked.
I
yeah, whatever.
I can't wait too.
I'm happy as well.
All we've been talking about off the air is that unbelievable, one of the greatest playoff games in my lifetime, I think, in baseball history last night. It was so crazy. Also, by the way, the longest nine-inning playoff game in the history of baseball, which is pretty remarkable when you think about it. Think about how long baseball's been around.
Yeah.
4 hours.
They managed to slow it down more than
at
any point in history.
At 32 minutes. In fact, Kevin, the seventh inning that you tuned into and
I
the reason why the
only,
Dodgers won.
I only tuned into like the first 3.5 hours of the seventh inning.
Well, the seventh inning lasted 66 minutes, by the
That's
way.
That's unreal.
For one inning.
That's unreal.
So, Kevin, you tuned in, and I think we saw how the game ended. So that means you got to tune in at least in the seventh inning Saturday night against the Cubs, right?
Yep. See.
I mean, whatever works.
That's where I'm not positive. Last night was a weird thing because the Kings weren't playing.
Right.
And I do have a lot of friends and family that are Dodger fans. Mm-hmm. So and it's a win-or-go-home game. So I thought, all right, you know what? I'm going to check it out.
Right.
So I turned it on seventh inning, and the Dodgers rallied, and they came from one down, one to nothing, and they went up 4-1. But I don't want credit for the win because then that means it's still a dull game. I mean, listen, I watch soccer. And a lot of times at the end of the game, soccer, they slow it down. And if they're coming off the field, they walk slowly and stuff. In baseball, when they change pitchers,
yeah,
it's a half hour.
It takes too long.
I mean, the guy is not in a hurry to get to the mound.
It takes too long.
To,
I agree.
To then warm up.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the point. The point is that you tuned in, you saw the Dodgers come
right.
back and
yeah.
take the lead, hold the lead, and win the game.
Right,
therefore,
but that
you're
had nothing
in.
To do with me.
No, it,
well,
it does,
it had 0% to do with me.
It was 1 to nothing when you tuned in.
Right.
All of a sudden, 4-1.
Because of the Dodgers.
You tuned
because
in.
Because the Dodgers came to play.
I don't
right,
know,
let's
Kevin.
See. Let's see what Christine did, because she did her tiny little piece. Look, it's not about one guy. It's about everybody doing their thing, whatever they do on nights that the Dodgers win, making sure to do it on the next game. Christine, what was your plan last night?
Well, on Friday, I met a couple of friends to go watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, I was in a hurry because I was the first one there to get our seats. I left my hat in my car on mm-hmm. Friday. So we won that game. So I wasn't able to go. I wasn't able to watch that game on Sunday and Monday.
Uh-huh.
Lost both of those.
Right.
Tuesday,
oh.
we went back.
Uh-huh.
Saw my hat. Didn't pick it up. Left it on the front seat again.
Like you should
this
time,
watched
right?
it in the same bar with the
okay.
same friends.
Okay.
Won the game.
Okay.
Last night.
Yep.
Same.
Congratulations,
same
right. Christine. Thank
Christine.
You, Christine.
You're welcome.
And that
Dodgers.
Hat.
You are the reason the Dodgers won. Congratulations.
We watched it at the same place.
Uh-huh.
My hat was in the same location.
Now listen,
I didn't wear it.
I feel good
thing.
About it.
Here's the thing.
It's stupid, I know, but...
Sports fans are dumb because we all know that this is not... It really doesn't help.
Right.
And yet everybody does this.
It doesn't hurt. That's why, Kevin. It may not... Look, you may not be able to explain it. It may be one of the mysteries of the universe, but it. Christine can point to what happened in the game she did it and what happened in the game she didn't.
Right.
That's science.
It's the science of random chance.
There was a moment where I reached for it, too, and I thought, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
You did the right thing.
We're going to take your calls, by the way. We would like to hear from you, the Dodgers fans, what you did, I guess, last night's game, right? What mm-hmm. you did last night that enabled the boys in blue to pull it out, to come from behind and win that game. And will you do it again on Saturday, tomorrow, against the Cubs? And you'd better say yes. We want to hear what your superstitions
Kevin.
Were that worked this time.
Look, though, so here's my thing. So baseball's dull. And even though there was a certain amount of energy in that game because it's win or go home and they came back and it was a dramatic game. It was,
uh-huh.
you know, if you could stand the time to watch it, it was a dramatic game.
If you started the game as a young man, you could
right.
hang with it till the end.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I don't want any credit
okay.
for the win.
It's on
and if
you, though.
Right, if there is any credit, mm-hmm. then I want to know how does it work? So maybe somebody could call in that's a Dodger fan that didn't do anything last night.
Oh, and
then
you can
we could, like,
it.
Trade.
Interesting.
So that they
can
could have
transfer?
My...
transfer?
That's my question. I think you can.
I do not know how that works, Kevin.
Right? Kevin, nobody knows how that works, and that's why I
you're
think...
You're dead it... wrong. You're dead wrong on this, Kevin. Look. Did Captain,
science.
Did Captain Sullenberger ask to be a hero that day he took off when the plane landed on the Hudson? No, he didn't. It was
point.
God came to him and said, "It's your time. This is your job. You're
right.
the man.
But
the right
he was
man
in the
for
pilot
this job
seat.
In the position."
I was not in the pilot seat.
Mm. You can't pick and choose when you have to be a hero. Sometimes you just have
yeah.
to take the responsibility, Kevin. Look. You tuned in the seventh inning, and you saw their come from behind.
It was amazing. Congratulations to those players
and
who,
to you.
Who are responsible
you,
for doing
thank
this.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you,
dear
Kevin.
Lord in heaven.
And I would like to point out, like I said before, it's not 100% on your shoulders. It's everybody doing their part.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, God
uh-huh.
bless her,
yep.
didn't poop for the whole game.
I did
game.
Not poop. And here's the thing, which is kind of remarkable. I ordered Postmates. I got CPK.
Okay.
I said no gorgonzola because I'm allergic to cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of gorgonzola on there.
Right.
I could taste it. It
so
was
it
tingling in the
real
back.
Real dedication.
I was clenched like you read about. So
right.
now
so
I can
Allie,
do that same thing.
So I think Allie
uh-huh.
and Christine are
right.
and Kevin,
all
and
of
Kevin.
You, both of you.
Kevin,
for
you're being modest.
Your
thank
work.
You.
I don't want
yeah.
any credit
thank
for
Kevin.
That because
yeah.
then I would have to watch more baseball.
Yep.
You all did your part. Let's take one call before the break and let's make it George, please, line one. Los Angeles, George also gets some of the credit for the Dodgers win last night. Welcome to the show, sir. What's going on?
Hey, George.
Thank you. What it do?
What it do indeed?
What did you do that helped the Dodgers?
Well, back in the 80s, when I used to go to the Dodger games, they used to give out those pins, you know, the commemorative pins.
Okay.
My young winner. I put all those all over my hat, and I display it for everybody to see when I drive.
When
okay.
You, when you drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
On my seat. So I did that on Tuesday. They won. and I did that yesterday, and they
won.
Well,
why are you slacking off over the weekend or whenever they lost?
I'm going to do that on Thursday, on Saturday, too.
See, this is the problem. George doesn't know days of the week.
Yeah, George.
You need a calendar. You got to look at your phone, man. It's right there on the front of the phone. You got to check it out and make sure you don't miss the game. All right, so you're now in charge as well. Kevin is absolutely going to watch the seventh inning. Christine's going to go to the same bar with the same friends. Allie's not going to poop.
Nope.
And you're going to make sure you got the pins on your cap, okay?
Yes, sir.
Allie, how's it the worst of all of us?
Thanks for calling. 1-800-520-1067. What's the part that you'll play as the Dodgers play the Cubs tomorrow? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Kershaw for the save. Two on and two out. This is a game that's going to be remembered for a very long time. The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago as Clayton Kershaw, in his first relief appearance in 7 years, records the save. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3 to win the National League Division Series 3-2.
If that hadn't worked out, Allie, don't you think Clayton Kershaw would have faked his own death, changed his name, and moved to another country?
I was so nervous for
him. I was,
that
too.
That was the weight of the world on that sweet, sweet man's shoulders, and I'm so
but
happy.
That's the beautiful thing about people who step up when there's the most pressure.
Right.
That's those people
that's
really amaze me.
Yeah.
Ice water in his veins.
Yep.
And I'm telling you what, not that he couldn't before, but Clayton Kershaw can get it this morning, right?
What?
I'm pretty sure he could before.
But I'm saying even more. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Everybody, if you're a Dodger fan, you're doing your part. You've got your superstitions. You've got your rituals. You did something yesterday that helped the Dodgers to win that game. We got to keep it going. What are you, you're going to be doing the same thing tomorrow against the Cubs. We're taking your calls right now. Why don't we start with Tony? He's in Downey. He's up first on line 7 to get us going here on camera.
All right. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What's the superstition you did to help the Dodgers win yesterday?
Oh, man. Keep getting hit in the crotch.
Wait,
keep getting hit in the crotch.
Yeah.
Explain?
It's random through the whole game. It was on the third inning, like, I hit in the crotch. So,
by what? Do you mind if we ask how that happened?
My friend just comes out of nowhere and just nut checks me.
All right. Okay.
So, I was drinking a beer and then I got nut checked.
Right.
And then 7th inning comes by and we start winning, picking it up, man.
So was it just the one time, or do you need to do it multiple?
No, it happened last time that we won, too.
No, but what I'm asking is, in one game, like in yesterday's game, was it one crotch shot, or do you need multiple?
No, it's one crotch shot.
Because I feel like you should get a crotch shot like every batter.
No, man.
Just to help. I'm saying you don't want to do your part, I guess.
I'd rather hold my poop.
Tony, it's not easy.
Sorry, taken.
I'm just saying, it's not easy.
Allie's already got that one covered. Taken. All right, so nut check is what he's doing. Tony's doing his part. Thank you.
He really is.
Wasn't expecting that, but all right. All right, let's go to little Jack. He's 11, you guys. He's in West Hills. He's already a Dodgers fan, and he already has a plan in place to help the Dodgers advance. What's going on, Jack?
Hi.
Hi there. What did you do to help the Dodgers yesterday?
Okay, so I was at my grandpa's house, and he's a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a lot of pictures of fish on the wall.
Right.
And my cousins were there, too. So what we did, every crucial at bat, we would all touch two fish pictures.
All of you and your cousins did it?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, Jack? Why did you do that the first time? Because most people sort of stumble into this superstition.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand if it were a Dolphins game or a Marlins game, but I don't get the connection between fish and Dodgers.
Well, we were kind of just really wanted the win, and we were kind of just messing around, and
then you realize it worked.
It worked, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to be watching tomorrow's game at Grandpa's too? Then,
hopefully.
Oh no, hopefully about it.
Oh,
Jack.
You got to do it.
You got to step up.
Make it happen, son.
All right, I'll be there.
Okay. Oh. Wow, we broke up. I like it.
So cute.
All right, let's try Juan in Compton now. This is line 3. This might be a little controversial because this is a guy who's actually getting involved in the game somehow.
What?
All right.
Wow.
Let's
see if this on the field.
Works. Let's find out. Right. Juan, what's going on, man?
Hey, Juan.
Hey, man. So yesterday morning, Jock Peterson tweeted a picture getting hyped for yesterday's game.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So then I replied to him and said, hit me a dinger, which is a baseball term for hit me a home run.
Right.
And in the 7th inning, sure enough, he hits me a dinger, which was straight up for me, and I had forgotten about the tweet, but people started saying
right.
I don't know.
That's crazy right. to me that he did that for you.
Yeah.
Just for you. Like, he didn't do it for the team. He didn't do it for himself, his family, just for you. He was thinking about you, the kid who tweeted him that morning.
I saw him mouth, this is for Juan, so that's awesome.
This digger is for Juan. So what's your strategy for tomorrow? Are you going back to Jock, or are you picking a different player?
I'm actually going to tweet every single one of them, even pitchers. I don't care.
See, right. I wouldn't switch it up, Juan. Yeah. I think you have to do the same thing.
That's the problem is you got to be consistent.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, God bless Juan, and God bless Jock Peterson. He's the one who knocked Scherzer out of the game.
You know
I mean,
what I'm
he was pitching a no-hitter. I mean, not a no-hitter, a shutout up till that point. Well done, sir. All right, we got time for a couple more. Who do you like here, Kevin?
the opposite of that, let's go to Emily in Garden Grove. Hi, Emily.
All right.
Hi, good morning.
What did you do to help the Dodgers win?
Well, it's what I didn't do.
Didn't.
I didn't post anything on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you noticed in the past that when you post stuff on Facebook, bad things happen to your team?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
Maybe you should just close that account out.
Temporarily, look, maybe, until it's all over, yeah.
Right. It's serious times right now. This is important at this point. It's no time for screwing around. Do what you've got to do for the team, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Javier Downey, line 8. Boy, Dodgers had a lot of support last night.
Right?
A lot of people doing their part, right?
Yeah. Hey, Javier.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We are good. What did you do yesterday to help the Dodgers win?
So this is what happened. So you remember the Nationals game, when they clinched the division, right?
All right.
So, okay, ninth inning. I'm very nervous. I'm sweating. I get my vintage Fernando Valenzuela jersey. I put it on backwards. I take 3 Herduras Corona, and then they win the game. They win the game. I won the game, and I won the championship right there.
You won the championship.
I won.
Because you put on Fernando Valenzuela's jersey backwards.
That's right. Now, so that was when they won the division, the Scully, you know, Vin Scully game, right? Vin Scully, the last game.
Yes,
so, sure.
We understand.
We know.
Yeah,
so,
yep. It was like a week ago. We got it.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
They're losing. It's 1-0. I get 7.
Right.
I said, where's my vintage? Where's my Fernando?
Right.
I put it on again, backwards.
Uh-huh.
Three Herdura, Corona, they get 4 runs,
boom.
I win the game. That's it.
Okay. You won. You did
all
it,
you.
Javier.
I won the Dodgers. I won the game.
All right. Yeah, you won the game. No, you did. All right. Go Dodgers. Thanks.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Well, let's hear
you
his show.
You don't know that. Let's hear the
please show.
Oh, yeah, you guys are real. You're real. What's the word I'm looking for? Discerning. You're really discerning. Woo!
That was A Moment with Kevin.
It's outstanding.
I'm going to say again, a victory. Because I actually thought of the word. Now, yes, I thought of the word much later than everybody else, but the word came to me.
The fact that you raise your arms in victory there.
Yes. That's a victory.
Tells volumes.
For me.
About your life.
Right. I'm a winner. Is that what
you're
saying?
The point.
Okay.
If that's what goes in your W column.
Look, I don't have a lot else in my W column, so.
Wow.
But, Ralph, I still think this is back to what your theory about whatever the drill in his head was a couple weeks ago.
Drill let out the bad spirits.
I think Kevin of a month ago would never have come up with the word discerning no matter how long he waited. So
right.
I do think he's on the right path.
I agree.
Really do.
Look, in the medieval times, they would take, if you had headaches, they would put a hole in your skull to let the bad spirits out of your brain.
Yeah.
Because that's what was causing headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought. Back when barbers and doctors were the same thing.
Right.
And I think maybe in Kevin's case, when they were drilling the hole in his head,
what Ralph is...
They maybe let some spirits out.
Reference.
That maybe
yeah.
that's why things cleared up there.
What Ralph is referencing is that they thought I might have skin cancer, so they had to take it off.
Uh-huh.
That's when they were, quote, drilling a hole in my head.
Biopsy drilling a hole.
Okay, same thing.
Questionable.
Same thing. Look, who knows how thin that skull is? It could be.
They might hit it right away.
Paper thin. It just a little nick could have just gave them full access into.
Because my brain is
dark,
so huge.
Just the attic that is on top of his head.
Mm. Well, I don't feel like any of this is working in my favor.
We're
you came up with a word, man. That's
you came up with a word. So, congratulations.
We got a science. 8 o'clock hour coming up, a brand new internet roundup. We're also going to give you another shot at Green Day tickets, give you a chance to earn those, and we're going to break down the Rogue One trailer. And I think we're going to need some help from some of our Star Wars fans that are listening too, because I got more questions than I got answers from watching that new trailer yesterday. That's all coming up. First, Rob Stewart with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Jilo Rin,
Jinso Lee.
Right?
Rilo Chen.
Nope.
Any of those people?
I don't think any,
in the movie?
Really.
No. Hey, Bob Dylan. No, we didn't talk about this at all, but Bob Dylan yesterday got a Nobel Prize.
Yay!
In literature.
It was a surprising and controversial decision.
Why? He's the first American to win the prize since author Toni Morrison in 1993. No songwriter has ever gotten the award. Apparently, the idiots who gave him the award compared him to Homer and Sappho.
Homer Simpson?
No, Homer, the classic Greek poet, Kevin.
Homer, the Iliad.
Homer's best.
The Iliad.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
What's happening,
this
you guys?
This is the end times.
What? Oh, my God.
This is the end times.
This is terrifying.
How does Kevin know about the Iliad?
Come on, people.
Chip, did you didn't?
No.
Chip, did you write that down?
No.
Usually when Kevin comes up with something, it's Chip writing it down.
No, I usually give her credit.
It's like his surrogate brain.
This is unbelievable.
Holy.
I'm frightened now.
Should I leave? Like, you're not needed,
this
Chip.
This is like peace. This is like the moment in the movie where you realize the guy's possessed.
Don't leave. Hey, Chip.
His head spins around or
Chip,
something.
Chip, we were all just having fun.
Chip, I don't blame you. I'd run if I were
Chip.
You, too.
Now, Ralph, why do you say the idiots who gave him this award? You did not think it was deserved because his form is songwriting rather than books or poetry?
His songs, the best of his songs, are important for, like, American pop culture. But a lot of his songs are just stream of consciousness BS. Just crap. And his last three or four albums have been covers of Sinatra songs.
So was this for his whole career? I don't know how they do it. Or was it just for last year?
Well, usually,
how did they do that?
Usually, the Nobel Prize for Literature is for somebody who has written a book in the last year or two.
In the last year.
It's literature. Literary works.
This was a surprise in that it seems to be a lifetime achievement award that they decided to give it to Bob Dylan.
Huh.
And a lot of people who thought they might have a shot at one are not happy.
You mean like writers?
Writers who have spent their lives crafting
important
fine
books.
Works of literature said, really? Go down to the basement, eat some cement, have chicken noodles, and then you pet a poodle. I mean, he's got songs like that.
But at least you can't understand a word he's saying, so you got that going for you.
Anyway,
which
that,
is nice.
That happened, and he's a thing, and now it's a thing.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Wow, Dylan celebrating this morning. That's nice.
He's a real talent.
That was hilarious and a little funny.
Yeah. You can come back in, Chip.
Is he done yet?
Yep.
And Barack Obama. We're going to miss Barack Obama, aren't we? I'm going to miss Barack Obama. When's the next time we're going to have a nerd president? I love geeky nerd Barack. The Barack who came forward and said, I love Spock. He said that.
Yep.
He was in a Spider-Man comic book. Geek president.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
He was in Pittsburgh yesterday at the Carnegie Mellon University talking about the White House Frontiers Conference, talking about advances in science and technology. He said, I'm a science nerd, science geek. I don't make any apologies for it. It's cool stuff, he said. And then he listed his top 10 favorite sci-fi movies. Barack Obama's favorite science fiction movies. Any guesses?
Star Wars.
Star Wars is fourth.
2001?
Star 2001, Trek. A Space Odyssey, number one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his favorite. Star Trek, Kevin, was fifth.
Okay.
Blade Runner was second. Close Encounters of the Third Kind was third.
That'd be on my list.
The Martian was sixth.
Wow. How about E.T.?
Didn't make it. Matrix. And Cosmos is number eight. Is that a movie? Is there a movie called Cosmos?
It doesn't come to mind for me.
Just think of the show.
The TV series, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I miss Barack.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Thanks. B.O. That's what we call him around the White House.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not
to his face.
When you're around the White House?
Yeah, when I'm hanging out at the White House. Today's celebrity birthdays, legend, Jim Rome, radio legend. Jim Rome is 52 years old today. Steve Coogan's 51. Usher celebrates his 38th birthday. Comedian Jay Farrow turns 29. Pia Toscano. We fell in love with her in American Idol, but now, of course, she is also the good luck charm of the Los Angeles Kings. Go Flyers. And maybe she'll be singing tonight at the game. Go Flyers. 28 years old today.
The Kings beat the Flyers.
L.A. Rams quarterback Jared Goff is 20. Hold on. L.A. Rams clipboard holder Jared Goff is 22 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes after 8.
Did Hands of Fury break up, by the way? Are you guys no longer a thing? Or
Recording an album, Bean.
Working on an album.
We're in the studio.
Okay.
Well, the good news is, while you're waiting for the new Hands of Fury release, Green Day is out with their fantastic Revolution Radio record, and they are also coming to town for two big shows. One of them is here at K-Rock next Wednesday in the Red Bull Sound Space. The other one is Monday night at the Hollywood Palladium, and you can go to both. We're opening up the phones at 1-800-520-1067. What are we looking for from our Green Day fans right now?
We are going to play Listener Okie. So you pick your favorite Green Day song, and then you have to perform it for us.
Just sing?
Just try
to be Billy Joe? That's what we're asking?
That's it.
All right. Sing your favorite Green Day song, 1-800-520-1067. Someone will win tickets to both upcoming shows. It's Friday morning, and it's time for a brand-new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah, brace yourself up. Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your fear. We laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. It's Kevin and Bean's, yo, Internet Roundup.
That's beer mug, right?
It sure is.
Actually, that intro gets us. Hey, David King of Mexico, our producer. How are you?
What's up?
Dave Scott puts together the roundup for us every week. It's the best of all the viral videos in one place at krock.com or kevinbean.com. That intro kind of gets us in naturally to this first video. This is a sharpshooter who is in a shooting range in Russia, and he is performing Beethoven by shooting various Glocks. So if you ever wanted your classical music mixed with gunfire, this is the video for you. So that exists.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, but he really shows his talent when he does Old MacDonald Has a Farm.
Yeah.
Oh, his trigger finger's so fast.
Well, he is picking all of the toughest songs, I'll tell you that. Metal Floss, which is a great website and a great magazine, they have a show called The List Show. And this one I found interesting because I'm a big TV fan. You know, there are a lot of times a show is really successful and they talk about maybe making a spinoff of it. And a lot of times those shows don't end up happening. Like a spinoff of The Simpsons, for instance, at one point was a thing that was going to happen. Well, here's a little bit of 29 spinoffs that almost happened.
And did you know that there was almost a spinoff of the show Friends, starring Lisa Kudrow as her character Phoebe? It would have starred Kudrow and Aisha Tyler, who played Ross's girlfriend Charlie on Friends. The show's working title was Girlfriends.
So they went with Joey instead, apparently, is what happened with that. Here's the latest in a long line of enjoying your favorite movie character singing the greatest music of all time. This time it's 260 films. They cut out dialogue from that many movies to sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mama. Just a man.
Put a gun
against
his head. Pull my trigger.
Now
he's dead.
Mama.
So that's a thing if you want it, right?
Sure, if you want it.
Honest Trailers are back. It's hard to tell what movies they like and don't like because they make everything sound bad. But in this case, they are talking about X-Men Apocalypse, and they had some points to make.
Watch all your favorite X-Men gather together in the background of another Mystique movie. The villain who was proud of her blue skin is back, and now her character is the exact opposite. Because Jennifer Lawrence is super famous, and she's really tired of sitting in makeup for hours on end.
Not blue?
My favorite video on the Internet Roundup this week is The Rock reacting to his first WWE match. So he is showing you the video of his first ever appearance at Madison Square Garden, by the way, is where he debuted. Back when he was under the name, what was it, Rocky Maivia? Is that what he was called?
Rocky Maiva, I think.
Maivia was his name. That's the name he was going by. And he's wrestling against wrestlers that, in my mind, are long forgotten, like Crush and Goldust. But The Rock is so excited to watch this first match again and to take us through it. And it's so fun.
And 22,000 people did something in this moment that defined my career
and literally changed my life. You can't script it in Hollywood because you just can't script how people are going to react to something. And that thing that they did was 22,000 people started chanting my name.
It's a very cool video.
It is cool to hear the behind the scenes of what's going on. Mm.
Yeah. Including he was so new to the sport, he didn't even know where the cameras were or where to look, for instance, which is pretty funny. Allie, your boyfriend Alex Trebek is on the roundup this week.
Oh, Jesus.
You want to set this one up for us and let me know if it has changed your opinion of him?
Here's the thing. When they do the little get-to-know-the-contestant segment, usually they have about 30 seconds with Alec to say what they enjoy, what they
talking
like
about Jeopardy.
To do. On Jeopardy, yes. Sometimes Alex straight up sasses the person, sometimes doesn't let them finish, sometimes just dismisses and moves on. But he took it to another level with this one.
Nerdcore hip-hop, people who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners.
Losers, in other words.
He called her a loser to her face.
Old.
Well, she got the last laugh. She won that night. So suck it, Trebek.
Does anyone else want to hear this nerdcore rap?
Yes.
I actually,
especially from her.
Yeah, yes. I listened to some people that were doing diss tracks to Alex.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear that.
I should have sent that to you, Dave.
Yeah, you should have.
I apologize.
It would have been good. It would have been helpful.
We'd be enjoying that right now if you had sent that to me. Dave, I am unfamiliar with Marcus Perez, but he's a famous YouTube beatboxer. Is that right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, and he is trying to teach someone how to beatbox, and he thinks it's easy. But listen to the difference between the way a professional does it and the way his student tries.
Booty, 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 booty,
booty, booty, booty, booty, booty, booty.
See, it's not as easy as you think it is, is it?
No, she's crazy. Not. It was easy. I learned.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Booty, booty.
Yeah.
David Harbour, who's a terrific actor. I loved him so much on Two Seasons of Manhattan. And now he plays the sheriff on Stranger Things on Netflix. Well, this is a Funny or Die video where he showed some rare audition tape that we hadn't seen before. Who knew that when he was pitched to be on the show, he wanted to be 11? That's the character he was going for. And 11 would have been a very different character had he played it.
I was putting pure gold on that tape. And, you know, look, I'm not bitter. I mean, Millie did an okay job. Playing 11, yeah. But my 11 was...
She's just letting him die in the upside down. For all we know, she's the monster.
Monster.
Dumbass! Okay, so for this next scene...
There's Barb.
So this next one is a non-violent scene where 11 goes to the Waffle Store and she steals some egg.
Give me goddamn waffles!
So his 11 maybe is a little more physical than the one we saw in the
poor casting director.
We got a couple more. Of course, the second presidential debate just happened. There is one more, Kevin. You'll be having, I think, Wednesday night.
Hey, great.
But it's in Vegas. Woo!
It is in Las Vegas. Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. This first one is the most genius because somebody has edited to make it look like they are not at each other's throats. They're actually singing a beautiful duet to one another.
Time of my life. No, I never felt like this before.
It is weird to see what looks like Donald Trump singing that song.
It's yes. Amazing.
It's so well done. Because in real life, they want to strangle each other, but you're watching this Time of Your Life video and you feel like they're getting ready to kiss. I mean, it's very disorienting.
This next one is my favorite.
This is Songifying the News,
yep.
Featuring special guest Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Again, the Trump-Clinton face-off for debate number two.
What you gonna do?
I can promise you, I set forth some big goals.
Oh, what you gonna do?
We have unbelievable clean coal.
Oh, what you gonna do?
Make college affordable.
She's adorable.
We're redeemable.
Who's gonna work it out, baby? Who's gonna work it out?
Pretty awesome, I got to admit.
Yep.
And finally, if you're somebody who hates politics, hates both of these candidates, and can't stand 1 minute of the debate, I offer you Debate Night, a bad lip reading. This is the audio that should have been coming out of our TVs on debate number two.
It's my favorite.
Well, yeah, I can do this.
Everybody sing.
I doubt you're quite that good.
And I assume I can ask you to sing, Mr. Trump.
Okay. I don't want no big, fat, ugly baby. I want a baby on fleek.
That's really nasty to squash a baby's self-confidence like that.
Hey, have to say, you suck.
I know I ask this every time we do a bad lip-reading video, but how do people read lips for reals?
I don't know, because it looks like they're saying all of those things.
Exactly, yeah. Got to watch these videos and so much more. Just go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's, yo, Internet Roundup!
One of the things we found out yesterday when we were giving away these Green Day tickets, we were playing Just a Second. We found out Green Day fans really know their songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really love their songs. So that's why you're going to want to be at the Palladium on Monday night and here at K-Rock at the Red Bull Sound Space on Wednesday to see Green Day perform both places. We're going to give you a chance to prove your love for Green Day by singing your favorite Green Day song with a game that we like to call Listener Oki.
Listener Oki, Listener Oki. That's the game we're going to play. Listener Oki.
I felt like my voice went higher than it needed to for that last part.
Yeah, it did, and we're not sure why.
I was a little concerned about that. All right, Kevin, who's our first contestant, please?
Our first contestant is Greg in La Habra. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What is going on?
Listen to Roki, my friend. What are you going to sing?
American Idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Greg.
One, two, three, four. Don't want to be an American idiot. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Don't want a nation on the Nerdomania. I can't hear the sound of hysteria. Just calling the suburban all my America. Welcome to a new kind of tension. All across the alien nation. Everything is meant to be okay.
Okay. All right, I think we got the
Thank
you, Greg.
Put you right on hold. Thank you, Greg.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. I like that he did the guitar parts, too.
Same. Yes.
I thought that was cool.
And that he didn't know all the words.
Yeah,
I also appreciate
not a lot.
That. I also appreciate that.
Let's try Aaron in L.A. line 2. Now, this is a dangerous strategy. If I understand, you're doing a Green Day ballad for us, right?
Yes. I know. This is not something I normally do.
All right. Because it's a lot easier to fake your way through a big upbeat rock song than it is a nice quiet ballad where we can really hear you.
All right. I'm going to try this.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why.
Okay. Right.
Not a question, but a lesson learned in time.
Thank you, Aaron.
Put you right on hold. Thank you.
Is that going to be the way it goes?
Well, maybe.
Let's try Albert, L.A., please, line 4. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show playing Listener Oki for Green Day tickets.
Hey, Albert.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What are you going to sing?
Basket Case.
Basket Case. Here's Albert.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around life? I am one of those melodramatic fools. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
All right. Let me stop you right there.
Feel of that? All right.
I am impressed with Albert, by the way, you guys. Make a note, brother can sing.
Yeah, Albert was great.
Brother's got his phone in his butt, though, or something. I don't know what was happening. What was going on with that?
Give me some long 5. Let's see, line 5, please. Let's see how Nicole does singing a Green Day song.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
We're doing Listener Oki. What are you going to sing for us?
Longview.
All right. Here's Nicole.
Bite my lip and close my eyes. Take me.
Okay. All right, good. Excellent.
Okay, not necessarily radio friendly, but we appreciate the effort. Thank you.
Can you hold on.
Let's try another lady person. Let's try Angie, LA line 6.
All right, Angie, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey guys, I have my sister here because I'm a horrible singer, so hopefully we can do a little bit better job.
So both of you are going to be singing.
Yeah.
Okay, what song?
Oh, all right.
Minority.
Okay.
All right. I want to be the minority. I don't need no authority. Down with the moral majority. Cause I want to be the majority.
That sounds like my worst nightmare right there.
Yeah, you hold right on.
Waking up and hearing that. All right, let's try Ian La Habra, please, line 8. He's also going the ballad route. Let's see how it works out for him.
Hi, Ian.
Hello.
You're going to do a ballad as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Wake
me up. All right. Here we go. Here's Ian.
All right. Summer has come and passed.
the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Come on, Bean. The guy's pouring his heart into this.
Well,
the phone's ringing. I have no choice. All right, let's try Florence on line three. She's in Inglewood. You know, sometimes you pause and you go, there's a reason why we're fans and they're the professionals who actually make the records and sing the songs.
But this is not one of those times.
This is not one of those times. Right. No, okay. These people are every bit as good as Billy Joel. All right, Florence, we're running out of time here, but we wanted to make sure you got on from Inglewood. What's going on this morning?
Thank you. Good morning. Hi. I'm going to sing Missing You.
Missing You.
Yes.
Here's Florence.
Ready. Waking up, feeling naked. Oh, my God. One song. I'm missing you. I'm missing you. You're not around and I'm a complete disaster. I'm missing you.
Right. Okay. All right.
Oh, that's so nervous.
All right. I kind of like the naked part of that first song.
You hold right on.
I think what she did, a little switcheroo, get you guys off your game.
Right?
Naked talk.
All right. So where are we at, you guys?
She doesn't know that we're off our game without naked talk.
All the time.
I'm still Team Albert. I got to be honest.
I am too.
I feel like I'm Team Albert as well.
Yeah.
Let's go back to line four and see if he wants to join us at the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock next week and also at the Palladium for both Green Day shows.
Yes, awesome, yes.
You are the winner. Enjoy Green Day on Monday night. Enjoy Green Day on Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And
thanks
for playing the game.
Listen to Rocky, listen to Rocky. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rocky, listen to Rocky. You suck and we're lame.
We've ruined another listener's life.
I feel terrible.
This is
ridiculous. Feel so bad. All right. So minutes ago on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're playing Listener Rookie for Green Day tickets. Albert, outstanding job singing a song, ended up being the winner. Well, we found out after we got off the air that while he was singing Green Day for us, he was being pulled over by California Highway Patrol.
No.
And now apparently he's done with the ticket situation. He's back on the phone.
Albert,
we're so sorry.
No worries, dude. It's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's okay. It happened. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I mean, you do get to see Green Day twice, so that's cool, but you got a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Honestly, the Green Day ticket's worth it. I could care less. He could have taken my car. I could have cared less.
Wow. So what's the ticket for not using a hands-free device?
Yeah, because when I first called, it sounded really horribly, and she's like, you know what? I can't hear you. So I took it off the Bluetooth, and I held it.
Yeah.
And I said, the hell with it. So
yeah, you know, that's not allowed.
That's I know. When it turns out. He was already pulling me over.
Oh no.
What freeway are you on, Albert, or were you on?
Oh, I was on Sunset in Alvarado, actually.
Oh, wow.
Did you explain to the nice officer, listen, I was singing a song for Green Day tickets?
I tried telling him I'd have taken with me to the Palladium, and he's like, nah, I don't like this.
All right, I'm terrified what the answer is going to be, but how much is that ticket for talking on your cell phone?
It doesn't say just yet. He said I should get something on the phone, because this is my first offense. I've never gotten a ticket.
You've never gotten a ticket? That's so much worse.
Oh, Albert.
Listen, all right, to make you feel better, Bean will pay for your ticket.
Well, I'm not sure we're saying that. But I am going to ask you this, Albert, because a lot of us are going to be at the Red Bull Sound Space on Wednesday. Please look for us and come up and introduce yourself when you're here for the show, okay?
Will do. I will. I'll show you the ticket and everything.
All right, Albert. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Take care.
Oh, poor Albert. Thanks, Obama. Right?
Right.
Right.
All right. Hey, let's change gears. We still have the Not Scary Farm tickets. We'll be giving those away around 9 o'clock. But yesterday was a huge day for Star Wars fans because the latest and apparently final Rogue One trailer was unveiled. This movie comes out when, Allie? December what?
Sure. 15th, 16th,
something around like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be having a new Star Wars movie every year, I think, till further notice. And this is this year's Rogue One. And this one, if I understand correctly, and I think I do, this one happens before The Force Awakens, right?
No, before A New Hope.
Before A New Hope and after Force Awakens. That's when This is the building of the Death Star.
Yes. This is a standalone, though. This is not going to be one of the Star Wars.
Right, but we're just trying to place it in the timeline.
Before, there's no Death Star, and this movie is what you're like, he's building
the Death Star.
So after A Force Awakens and before A New Hope.
Force Awakens is the last one.
So you can tell that we need help. 1-800-520-1067.
So the question is going to be, look, we have trouble keeping all these things straight. You saw the trailer yesterday. You're way more into Star Wars than we are, and you can tell us what's great about it and what you're excited to see because now you're putting the pieces together. You know who all these people are and the new things in the trailer that we missed. That's what we're looking for because you're good at this and we're not.
And we're not. So 1-800-520-1067. Here's the trailer.
Jim, whatever I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
And that's Hannibal.
It's Hannibal.
That's the guy
that
plays Hannibal.
Dad is Hannibal.
You want to get out of here?
Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire. You think you might be able to help us?
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
Okay, now stop. So that's Felicity Jones, right? Giggity, right? And her dad is Hannibal, and Hannibal is the chief architect of the Death Star. That's what we're doing here?
That's what we've got so far.
Yes.
I like it.
It appears he is critical to the development of a super weapon. If my father built this thing, we need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
And here's where the name comes in.
Rogue. Rogue One.
Pretty good ad lib.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
The Empire has this kind of power. What chance do we have?
You have hope!
We have hope.
Yes!
Rebellions are built on hope. They have no idea we're coming.
All right, stop right there. So we're taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. The tidbits that you picked up from the new Rogue One trailer. Forrest Whitaker shows up. Now, we don't know who he is, right? But he's missing a leg? Am I right about that? He seemed to have a fake leg?
I don't know. I didn't catch that.
Allie?
Fake leg? He's missing a leg. Rebel veteran Saw Gerrera or something.
Oh, well, he Saw Gerrera. Well, that explains everything.
Right.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Take hold of this moment. The Force is strong.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
Take the next chance. And the next.
You're
rebels, aren't you?
Save the rebellion! Save the dream!
Goosebumps, right?
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. And that shot of the Death Star under construction, where you just see the kind of the shadow outline of it above the... I mean, oh my God, that's so cool.
All right, so we need some help. Do we understand it?
Here's my thing.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything about it. I'm not doing deep dives. I'm not like, that's a Jedi in the sand. What does it mean? Is it Jedi? Where is it? I don't care.
Well, we want to understand the basics.
I know, but how does anyone know the basics? We don't even know the characters yet.
Because they're smarter than we are. That's why. Because they know things. Because they have the internet. Like Matt and Azusa on line 3, who Matt is going to – he's going to blow our mind with something that he got out of this trailer that the rest of us completely missed. Welcome to the show, sir. What's going on?
What you guys are looking at, first of all, is the most reshot Star Wars film ever. The initial cut that was turned in a few months ago, Disney said, hell no.
Are you trying to bum us out? Because this looks great.
No. But it's been reshot, it's been rejiggered, and it looks fantastic. And it basically looks like Saving Private Skywalker at this point. It looks fantastic.
Look, I don't care how many times they reshot it, as long as the final movie is great. And I have no reason to think it won't be.
So Matt's input is that
it looks good.
Is that it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks tremendous. Just those shots of Darth Vader, and they keep them very short shots.
Same. I agree. When you see Darth Vader, how great is that? I agree.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
But you're not helping us at all. Thank you for the call.
All right. Let's try Eric Moreno Valley, taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Fill us in. What don't we know about the Rogue One trailer? Eric, welcome to the show. What's going on?
All right. So you guys are confused about the time frames for Force Awakens.
Where in the timeline does it fall?
All right, so Episode 4 is A New Hope, and Rogue One takes place before Episode 4. And then The Force Awakens is Episode 7. So this is between 3 and 4. The Force Awakens is, like, way after that.
Okay.
Okay, right. So this is between 3 and 4. But 4 was originally the first one.
Yeah. So it depends on how you're talking about order.
But
yeah,
the Rebel...
It was recorded out of order, which is, you know, the fun of Star Wars. But yeah, so Episode 7 end, which is Force Awakens, this is between 3 and 4.
This is basically before Star Wars, period.
Before the first Star Wars, which was Episode 4.
Which is the only Star Wars.
Right.
What was the thing that was most exciting, aside from Darth Vader, for you to see in the Rogue One trailer?
Danny Yen being a Jedi. That was the dopest.
Now, who's that?
That Asian guy, he played Ip Man. He's played... opposite of Jet Li in a lot of movies. He's the Asian guy.
He's a Jedi.
His name would be Baze Malbus.
Sure. Baze Malbus. Baze Malbus. Comes up big in this one.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
See, I watched this and all I did was scream, Hannibal! And then when Nas came up from the night of, I screamed, Nas! And that's all I got from this
trailer. That's it?
Yep.
Let's go to Line 6, please. It's going to be our man, Jason. He's going to help us out on the Rogue One trailer. Jason, what's going on?
Hey, guys, just wanted to chime in kind of my feelings towards the new saga so far, especially these in between.
All right.
I think what's so great about it is in the first saga, we obviously have the establishment of the universe, getting to know Luke, Han, the whole universe. Second one, it's kind of a backstory, a little bit more info, but this one I think is a real intimate look into a lot of the feelings that went on maybe during the Empire's reign, and it humanizes everyone a little bit more, even with dialogue in certain scenes that you can relate to it, even though it's still science fiction, borderline fantasy. I kind of compare it to, even if there's any Harry Potter fans, to the new Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Mm-hmm. It just humanizes everything and makes everything really relatable. It's more intimate, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. And look, the great movies, the ones that stand the test of time, are more than just a bunch of special effects and fights. You know what I mean? You have to care about the people involved. And, you know, I think some of these movies have done a great job of that, and I hope that's the case with this one. And how intimate do you think it'll get with Felicity Jones?
Oh, jeez.
I'm a huge fan. Yeah, I'm not even touching that one. I'm ignoring it. But
good move.
You're doing the right thing, Jason.
I do like that it is still sticking with the father-child
thing. Yeah.
You know? Granted, it is another daughter this time, which, woo-woo, ladies.
At this point, they're characters we don't know yet, and we already have a connection to them, which is a great sign.
Yeah, that's a really good point, man. Thanks so much for joining us. The movie comes out in December. It is Rogue One.
Take the next chance. And the next. You're all rebels, aren't you?
Save the rebellion! Save the dream!
Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at
8:55. Doing some of that Lemonheads.
Yeah.
Nice. Like it. Rob is here. Time for our showbiz beat here on a Friday morning. And then, and hang on, in about 5 minutes, we'll take and win those front of the line passes for Not Scary Farm as well. What's going on, Mr. Grimmin?
How you doing, Allie? You feeling good?
Yep.
What's going on?
No, I'm just
having a hard time understanding you. What?
Really? I'm so hungry. I just took one bite, Ralph.
One?
Why'd you... I shoveled in a few in that one.
Three forkfuls in one mouth.
You're not nice.
How many mouths do you have?
Seven.
The girl's hungry.
Yeah. Donald Trump wouldn't go for that.
Right?
Woman eating. Not acceptable.
She'd be thrown right out of the country.
Fascinating story. Remember Vendela? Remember Vendela?
Oh, the model.
Why?
Sounds from familiar. Norway or something, right?
Kevin, you barely remember a Swedish-born supermodel named Vendela?
Okay. Barely. We've had her on the show, Kevin.
Do you not remember Vendela?
I can't answer that.
She was in studio with us.
All right. One of the most successful Sports Illustrated swimsuit models in history. Vendela. Oh, good to know that the hole's healing up in his head.
He's back.
He's back. Better than ever.
You. How dare you.
She's so smart and so pretty and so nice.
Well, she has now come forward and told a story about how her evening went when she was sat at a table with Donald Trump at a White House dinner. She said
he was a perfect gentleman?
Turns out not so much. Hmm. She said she had to be asked to be moved to another table.
Really?
Because he wouldn't, and this is her quote, stop talking about the size of the women's breasts at the event and how fat women aren't real women.
Here's the thing about people like that. She doesn't want to cause a scene. So she probably put up with a lot of that before she finally asked to be moved.
She said everything he said was so vulgar, I couldn't listen to his nonsense for an entire night, so I had to ask if I could be moved to another table.
But I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
But isn't this just the mainstream media and their narrative because they're all in Clinton's back pocket?
But why would Vendela come forward and give this interview? What's in it for her? I think she lives in Sweden now. I don't think she even cares what happens in the election.
I think what's happening here is that there are a lot of women with a lot of stories who had no incentive to come forward until they saw the man 5 days ago or whatever it was go on TV and swear in front of the American public that he didn't say and do those things and it never happened.
Wrong.
And then people are like, hey, wait a minute.
I also think a lot of women who wouldn't come forward because they felt they would feel like maybe they were to blame or that people would judge them, they are emboldened by other women stepping forward and telling their stories.
Power in numbers, for sure.
Yeah. So,
But isn't it just such weird timing?
Not even a little
wrong.
Bit. So save
That's
it.
What I'm saying.
Save
Sweden.
It. Save it.
Sweden wants to change the election because they know that I am against saunas.
Look, I'm just going to, this will be controversial, but I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning on voting for Mr. Trump until Vendela. Don't hurt Vendela.
Right?
You've always
said that.
That's too far.
We are Team Vendela.
That's too much. I'm sorry. I can take a lot. I can't take you disparaging Vendela.
We are more Vendela together than
that's
we are
right.
apart. What? I'm not sure what that
I
means.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Top Chef. You guys like the Top Chef? Bravo's Top Chef?
It's not a show that I watch regularly, but when I do, I enjoy it very much. It's a really well-done show.
It really is. It makes cooking exciting.
Stop it.
It does.
Come on, Ralph.
Wow, nothing
does
that.
You don't even believe that.
I'm not a regular viewer, but when I turn on, you get caught up in competitive cooking. You wouldn't think it could be such a thing, but it is.
But it doesn't grab you enough to watch it regularly.
Well, I got a lot on my plate.
Sure.
Especially my TV plate. my TV dinner. is full. But season 14 is coming back.
Season 14?
Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea I'd been on that for that long. But in a new twist, the show will bring back 8 chefs who lost in previous seasons to compete against 8 newcomers. Yeah. It's the vets versus the rookies. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Define awesome.
Matt Padma Lakshmi.
Oh, she's a good deal.
Right? While we're talking about reality television, congratulations to Finding Prince Charming.
That's a show?
This is the logo Gay Bachelor?
This is the Gay Bachelor.
Okay.
Hosted by Lance Bass on the Logo Network. It's been picked up for season 2. It was a pretty big hit. The reality dating show averaged around 3 million viewers in its first season. And featured Robert Sepulveda Jr. looking for the man of his dreams. And I don't know whether he found him or not, but I sure hope so. If you want to be on the show, by the way, if you're a gentleman who enjoys the company of other gentlemen, they're casting for new season starting Thursday, November 3rd. You can submit a photo or video of yourself via Instagram or Twitter and ask and tell them why you should have a shot at meeting Prince Charming. So, good luck, fellas. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jim Rome, one of our buddies. Great TV talk show host.
He's awesome.
TV talk show host, yes. And radio talk show host. 52 years old today. Steve Coogan's 51. Shaggy, Too Dope from Insane Clown Posse. He's 42 years old. Usher's 38. Jay Farrow's 29. Pia Toscano is 28 years old today. Maybe she'll be at the Kings game tonight singing her little heart out. Go Flyers.
Before the Kings get the Flyers, you mean?
Jared Goff from the
LA Rams.
Did you
just say go Kings go, Ralph? That's what I thought I heard you say.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Go Flyers. Is Jared Goff from the LA Rams. He's 22. And our own K-Rock DJ Megan Holiday turns 30 years old.
Oh, no kidding.
I didn't know that, but this is a late addition to the show.
Love Megan.
Beat. Tonight,
10 p.m. Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage for Hollywood Babylon. Love to have you come out and join us. You're going to have a pretty good time. I promise. Go to improv.com.
No, you're wrong.
Go to improv.com to get your more info and your tickets for Hollywood Babylon. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for Not Scary Farm, a pair of tickets, and Fright Lean passes to Not Scary Farm. You're going to have to play Total Recall. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. And we'll play the game next.
Every day this week, we have been hooking you up with tickets and Fright Lane passes to Not Scary Farm. Oh, it's a magical time of year down there at Not Scary Farm, isn't it?
It's a magical time of year, indeed.
The unlimited priority access to all nine mazes for Knott's Berry Farm. We're going to give you a chance to earn them right now at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want tickets to Knott's Scary Farm, front of line. Oh, yeah! Total Recall, you'll go to Knott's Scary Farm. That's what you will win. All you have to do is recall.
Yeah, indeed. We call it Total Recall because Kevin, who is hosting today, is going to be giving you some categories with 10 seconds on the clock, and all you have to do is name five items in that category. So 10 seconds, five items in the category. Every contestant will get a different category, all Halloween-related. It sounds a lot easier than it is, so good luck.
All right, let's start with Cyrus in Corona. Hi, Cyrus.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Halloween is all about candy. In 10 seconds, Cyrus, name five types of candy you want to receive when trick-or-treating. In 10 seconds, name five types of candy you want to receive when trick-or-treating. Go.
Okay, candy corn, Snickers, Twix, Skittles, we got lollipops, Slow Pops.
Look at that.
Done.
Except
done already.
He started with candy corn.
Except for I think we're rejecting candy corn, though.
Candy corn is the greatest Halloween candy in the world.
That's
Cyrus.
For a whole different conversation. Congratulations, you got the tickets.
Well done, sir.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Huntington Beach. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Halloween is all about getting candy. In 10 seconds, Kevin, name five things you don't want when trick-or-treating. In 10 seconds, name five things you don't want when trick-or-treating. Go.
An apple, banana, floss, toothbrush, candy corn.
Done.
By the way.
You're in. Nicely done.
You did win the tickets for Oscar. Let me ask you guys, Kevin, I know how much you hate candy corn.
Candy corn is just rubber.
And you're wrong about that. Way better than a toothbrush or floss, though, right?
Nope.
Nope. Come on.
Not even a little.
You don't want either.
I'd take a penny over candy corn.
How dare you?
All right. We have two winners. Let's go to Jerry in Monterey Park. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For Halloween parties, you need to find a costume. In 10 seconds, name five different Halloween costumes. Jerry, in 10 seconds, name five different Halloween costumes. Go.
I have Spider-Man, Witch, Pumpkin, Iron Man, Captain America.
Oh, you got four. You were so close.
And we got to take away one of those because you didn't say sexy Ken Bone. But thank you for playing anyway.
All right. Let's go to Taylor in El Segundo. Hi there.
Hi.
All right.
You're a girl named Taylor?
Yes.
I love you.
Wow, take it easy.
All right. Good luck.
All right. October is when most of the horror movies come out. In 10 seconds, name five movies associated with Halloween. In 10 seconds, name five movies associated with Halloween. Go.
Halloween, Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leprechaun, Jason Exorcist.
Done.
That's it. You got it with lots of time left
Look
on the clock.
That. Nicely done.
All right. So how many? Is that four winners already?
That is three winners.
All right.
All right, let's go to Brad in Studio City. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. We're giving away front-of-line passes for Knott's Scary Farm. In 10 seconds, name five attractions or rides at Knott's Scary Farm. In 10 seconds, name five attractions or rides at Knott's Scary Farm. Go.
I have never been. I wanted to go.
Night
of the Living Dead? I don't know. totally something.
Never been.
He wants everybody else.
I feel like he's never been. He's never been. He wants to go.
He said that.
But I feel like maybe we can.
What?
Let him.
No, I mean, oh, Dave says no. Dave is the bad man.
Like, oh. I feel like we can't. I'm sorry.
That's so sad.
I'm sorry.
He can still go.
It's still
he
open.
Should go.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it's
still open.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
all right.
He can enjoy the Timber Mountain log ride and the Montezuma Revenge
the whole
and the Ghost
Snoopy
Rider
area.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff at Not Scary Farm. All right, we got time for just one more contestant. I'm sorry to say, Kevin.
Let's go to Anthony in Montebello. Hi there.
Hi. Morning.
Anthony, there's a lot of music associated with Halloween. In 10 seconds, name five songs associated with Halloween. In 10 seconds, name five songs associated with Halloween. Go.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. The S word is not acceptable, but you could have gone with Dead Man's Party or Ghostbusters, maybe.
Oh,
how about Halloween Spooks?
Halloween Spooks.
Yeah. Eyeballs.
Yeah.
We're just rubbing it in now. Sorry.
Thank you for playing anyway. Aww. And thanks to Cyrus and Kevin and Taylor, who all will enjoy Not Scary Farm this Halloween season. This has been Total Recall.
Little 6.7 K-Rock.
Space.
It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes till 10.
It's like a space song, that song.
That is sort of spacey.
Yeah, it's good. It's like space.
Okay.
Only in space, no one can hear you sing.
Right.
Right. All right.
There's none of that sound.
Right.
That's Ralph Garvin. And
what?
I think,
love him. Where is he?
He's right here on K-Rock right now, giving us our final show biz beat for the week.
Speaking about me, let's talk about me for a minute. First of all. Awesome, right? Okay.
Dick.
Secondly,
right?
Hollywood Babylon, tonight at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Kevin Smith and I taking stage again. It's been a couple weeks. Eager to get back up there with my buddy Kevin so we can do Hollywood Babylon tonight at 10 p.m. Love to have you come out and join us. It's a great time. We've been there at the Improv on Melrose for a couple years now. And not just that, but the whole Improv family. We've played Brea and Irvine and several of their venues, and they could not be lovelier.
No! No! No!
And so when they tweeted yesterday in support of our show and said, everyone come out and have a good time, come see Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garmon, G-A-R-M-O-N,
You felt the love?
I felt like maybe, I don't know, someone could have maybe double-checked the spelling of the last name. That's all.
I'm not feeling it.
That's all I'm saying.
Because there's two N's?
No. It's M-A-N. Garmen.
G-A-R-M-A-N.
But they got Frank right.
Wrong. Just saying. Come out, see us. Go to improv.com to get your tickets.
Oh, God, no. No.
Well, that was quick. Ken Bone is out. Everybody's over Ken Bone.
He's out now?
Oh, yes. Very unpopular. He has fallen from grace. No one likes Ken Bone anymore.
What did I just say? He's America's sweetheart.
No. He is over. We are finished with Ken Bone.
But he's got the hair and the mustache and the little sweater.
Right.
He still has those.
He's also got the racism and the perviness.
He is the founder of ISIS.
He's not that. But we went from 0 to 60. He was at the debate and he asked a question. He was like, oh, mustache, sweater, love him. The sexy costume. Oh, porn movie. And then someone did a little research, and they looked at his Reddit account, and stuff popped up that bothered some people. Like, he called Trayvon Martin's shooting justified. Maybe that didn't go over so well with some people. In his defense, though, he did call George Zimmerman a big old S-bird. So, he's fair.
Okay.
If not fair and balanced, what is he?
Look, there are a lot of people who have no knowledge of the situation who made an opinion based on what they saw in the news about that case.
All right.
Right.
Once again, Bean defends.
Mm-hmm. I'm not defending race. I'm not saying he's right. I'm
interested to hear Bean's take.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Interested to hear Bean's take on Ken Bone's affection for Prego porn. Prego porn is
that's Bean's favorite.
Porn featuring pregnant women. He refers to them as beautiful human submarines. Because our boy Ken Bone.
That's
our boy Ken Bone.
Back to Kenny. Well, a lot of people like pregnant porn. It's fine. A lot of people. So you can't judge an assumption based on that.
Your move, Bean. First of all, I got to move here. First of all, you know how I feel about pregnant ladies. I don't like them at all. And I think they're icky and they should be locked up. But second of all, Ralph, you of all people would be supportive if you can't help what turns you on, right? You're not going to come down on Ken Bone because he's attracted to pregnant ladies.
You'd have to go on Reddit and
you don't.
T- talk about it and wallow around it.
It could be kept private, sure.
Yeah, you think? You think that could be kept private?
It could be.
You think it could?
As could your hatred of
I don't hate them.
Which is really,
I just,
they're
I,
awful.
Which is I just, really, I don't like the way they touch their bellies.
It's repulsive.
It's, I don't like it.
You
it's
missed that, Kevin. You missed it when they touch the bellies.
I'm so happy
they touch their bellies.
When they comfort their baby inside their belly, it troubles me.
Imagine them.
So happy
imagine them
to have
bonding
missed that.
With the life inside of them. Yeah. Oh, they're awful.
And by the way, I heard
that's
from quite
Bean
a few
at krock.com.
Heard from quite a few pregnant and formerly pregnant Kevin and Bean listeners who said that I was incorrect.
Oh, really?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, what else did
the Bone
Man say?
Looking forward to the Trump Baxter ticket in 2020. By the way, I'm looking forward to that. He also admitted on his Reddit that I forged documents to make it look like I had car insurance so I wouldn't get fired from my pizza delivery job.
Ooh.
Insurance fraud.
Can't say how I did them, because I don't know how long the statute of limitations is on that.
That maybe sounds criminal.
Wow.
And lastly, news broke this week that Ken Bone has made a deal to be the spokesperson for Uber in its new Uber Select service, and some fans are accusing him of selling out.
No,
Oh my God, no.
So we went through the entire relationship with Ken Bone in about 3 days.
Wow.
From
Ken Bone.
Unknown to superstar to internet superstar to sexy bone costume to porn movie offers to where he's out. We
guest
hate him
on
now.
Midnight. Can I just say what I find most offensive about Ken Bone? Undecided. At this point in the
really
election,
voter.
F you, Ken Bone. Wow. I said
Ken
it
Bone.
From day one. F you, Ken Bone.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
So, sorry to see you go, Ken Bone.
I'm not. Beat it.
Is there anybody, again, not who's, defending Ken Bone?
Who's going to bring up pizza?
Here we go.
Again, not defending him, but he's defending.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
I'm not defending.
You're hilarious and a little funny.
But could you stand up to
it
the scrutiny?
It sounds racist.
Could you stand up to the scrutiny, Ralph? Could you, Kevin? Could you, Allie? Could I be stand up to the scrutiny?
Yes, because if I committed some kind of insurance fraud, I wouldn't put it out there. I would
what
keep that to myself.
What if you got hot for pregnant ladies?
Probably keep that
would
to
you,
myself
would you
as
publicize
well.
That information
pretty
as well?
Pretty much keeping a lot of that private.
Most of us could stand up to that scrutiny because we're not dumbasses.
Right. Right. I understand that he made it easy by putting it all out there on the internet, not knowing that one day he would be famous. But if you started to get any kind of level of fame, like you wanted to run for something, all these people from our past would come out and say horrible things about us.
He's not running for anything. He was just a guy on television.
I'm just saying nobody's perfect.
But he wore a red sweater. Way to go, America.
I'm just saying no one's perfect.
Not in his defense, but he's great. And no one should, no one should judge him harshly because he's the best.
He is. He's my favorite.
Not to defend him, but he's awesome. And everyone picking on him is wrong. But not to defend him.
He should run for office.
Ken Bone.
All right. F Ken Bone is what we're saying.
Ken Bone.
Right? All right, we know his name. Text-to-speech guy.
You know, he's a millionaire.
You know, he just sits there in his room. He's just typing stuff out and recording that machine voice, saying stuff.
Trying to figure out ways to support bad people. Let me see. Ken Bone. Okay, let me make some notes.
Debbie Likey.
It's our new segment, Bean and the Wheel of Indefensibles.
That's my John.
We'll just spin the wheel. Whoever comes out, Bean can defend him.
That is Bean's John.
Yes, is this thing on?
All right. It's time for Daddy to go home.
Go on.
Do not call yourself Daddy.
Today's celebrity
birthday. No better when you do it
is
than when Bean does.
No, it's much better, by the way.
A little.
Because I'm an actual dad,
not
first
much.
Of all.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity. Love
the passion.
What are you holding up?
Nothing.
Just, you two are. You were holding
okay.
something
Don't
up.
Worry about it.
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
We're good.
We're good. Go ahead.
I like it better when you had food in your mouth. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jim Rome, our man. Sports legend. Radio host, TV host. Does it all. Just wish we could hear his radio show in Southern California.
Yeah, that's
how outrageous. Insane is that?
It is crazy.
You can't hear it on 1090, but it's not great.
1090.
AM 1090. That, it's from San
like,
Diego.
It's Mexico. Diego.
It's not
right?
great.
Yeah.
And you can always, you know,
but it works.
Stream it on your phone, jimrome.com.
Yeah, I know you can go to jimrome.com. I know there's other venues, right. but I like to get it in my car and just popping it on listening.
Of course.
That was pleasant for me. It was a pleasant experience.
All right.
Anyway, happy birthday, Jim Rome. You're 52 years old today. Steve Coogan, very funny comedian
okay.
and actor, is 51. Usher's 38. Jay Farrow's 29. Pia Toscano celebrates her 28th birthday. Maybe singing the national anthem tonight at the Kings game. Go Flyers.
Go Kings, go.
Go Flyers. And go Flyers. And go Flyers.
Go Flyers. Go Kings. Go Kings. Go Kings. Go Kings. Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kings got played off in that set. L.A. Rams, Jared Goff is 22 years old today. And K-Rock's own DJ Megan Holiday is 30 years old today. That's a holiday we all like to go on, wouldn't we?
Ralph.
What?
Maybe not so much about a co-worker.
What? I'm just saying she's lovely.
That was a compliment. You're saying you want to go on a holiday with her.
Right.
That's a holiday we all want to go on.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that gesture, and I didn't put it that way.
You have Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
You have a filthy mind. I'm talking about when she's on the radio, we like to tune in because that's a holiday we like to go on.
That's what I meant. Okay.
And you'll be hearing from my lawyers.
He is a dick.
You whore.
Speaking of sexy co-workers, you guys, let's welcome our friend Super Steve to the studio right now. Super Steve is going to tell us about an event that is happening tomorrow at San Anita Park that might be the most Mexican event in history. What's going on, Steve?
We have Michelada Rumble 3 at Santa Anita. Gates open at 11, and it's a Michelada competition.
Steve, I'm very white. Can you please explain to me what exactly a Michelada is? I'm not familiar with the term.
Yes,
a Michelada is the equivalent to a Bloody Mary, so a bloody beer. So you have a
Bloody
tomato
Mary made with beer.
Yeah, instead of vodka. That. Exactly.
So there's different recipes, and so you have competing recipes for
we
the
best? We have competing recipes for the best, and we have Modelo's, the beer that's, you know, sponsoring it.
Sure.
We have Lucha Libre, we have Lowriders, we have all just, you know.
It's got everything.
Yeah, it's have everything. Everything.
And that
everything
very popular Morrissey Smith's cover band, the Sweet and Tender Hooligans, are the musical entertainment. Like I said, it's the most Mexican event ever, and it's happening at the Santa Anita Park. That's tomorrow. What time, Steve?
Gates open at 11, and it'll be over at about 5, right before the Dodger game, so you can make sure to get home and watch that.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. We have it for you tomorrow.
Thank you, Super Steve.
Thank you, guys.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour this afternoon, 5 o'clock here on K-Rock. On Monday morning, come back. We've got some live music for you from the 1975.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You like curls? We like curls.
Don't bogart that joint. My friend, pass it over to me.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face.
Roll another one.
Ah, mamma mia.
Just like the other one.
Are you kidding me? Get it together.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Ken Bone.
And I need another hit.
Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. Find out what's happening. Rodney on the Rock, RQ. Maybe it's Rodney Bingenheimer. Who knows? But I'll be back.
Thought you would.
Roll another one.
How are you guys on the radio?
Just like the other one.
You don't know, man, because you weren't there.
This one seems to be about to end.
This is honestly so stupid.
I don't have.
Relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
Yeah, I hear you believe in a lot of crazy stuff.
Just passing around.
Frankly, it's making me uncomfortable.
It's about ideas, bro.
Just passing on down.
I think we've given you a lot to chew on, so we'll leave you with that and possibly see you Monday.
Oh my God, please, just end this. We're not getting any younger over here.
Get out.
So did
get
I do
out.
Something wrong?
Get out, get out.
Get out,
both get out.
Us?
Get both of you.
Now?
Yeah, get out, get out, get out.
I guess I have to go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Have a wonderful day.